Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The need.
Money Pit is presented by Super Flapper by Fluidmaster. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy ho-ho home improvement time. If you're working on getting your place ready for the guests that are going to be there at any minute and you have a few questions about a project you want to get done, reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. But better yet, now's the time we start thinking about all the things we want to do in the year ahead. Maybe enjoy some of the projects we've completed and think about what we want to tackle next. Maybe you got an inside project you want to get done because we're going to be stuck inside for a couple more months here as the winter plays out, or you got some projects you're planning for the spring. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can put it on our to-do list when you reach out to us with your questions. Let's talk about it. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace can add some comfort to a chilly winter day. But did you guys know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat? That's not something we usually think about, right? Wood is wood, and you light the wood on fire, and it gets hot. But depending on the type of wood, you're going to get more or less heat. So we'll share some tips on how to select the best firewood for your comfort and your safety coming up.
And speaking of heat, whether your furnace is shot or you're just ready for a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that's exactly what happens because that furnace gives out in the middle of winter and you're in a jam to kind of get something. So we're going to explain how you should be shopping for furnaces the smart way.
And the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to pick up fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with a veggie container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best inside and more just ahead.
But first, it's the ho-ho home improvement season, so we want to help you create your best home ever. What are you working on? Are you just too busy in holiday mode and you're kind of thinking of stuff for the next year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Reach out to us with your questions. You'll get the answer to your home improvement question. And today we're giving away a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. Check it out at moneypit.com/dummies. But I've got one copy going out to one lucky listener. Reach out to us right now with your questions. Again, that's 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a cabin way out in the woods here in North Carolina. And I built a bathroom onto it, and this years ago that I've done this, we put a flat roof over the bathroom, and the seam leaked during the last storm very, very badly. When I removed the tiles and I used, you know, the pink insulation in the roof, what do I do? do.
So all that has to be torn out. Now, you mentioned it was because of a storm. Is this cabin insured? Do you have a homeowner's policy on this?
I do, yes.
You know, that storm damage should have been covered by your policy. Yeah, if you haven't filed a claim, I would definitely do that because it's probably covered. Now, since you had such a bad leak, obviously all that has to be taken out. So you've removed the ceiling. You have to pull out all that insulation. You need to wear appropriate breathing protection when you're doing this and try to control that area, because with all of that mold, you don't want it to get into the house, right? So that's why it's a job for a pro. But, I mean, if I was doing it, I would depressurize the room I'm working in so that there was good ventilation and everything was like blowing out, right? So I would make sure that I manage that, pull out all the insulation. You're going to need to spray down all of the inside surfaces with a mold inhibitor. There's many good commercial products on the market that do that, and you're going to have to replace that roof. Now, you said it was a flat roof. That's the least favorite type of roof, I would say, because, you know, it's if there's going to be a leak, it's going to happen a lot quicker on a flat roof than any other kind of pitched roof. But you're going to have to replace that. What kind of material did you use? Did you use roll roof on it?
We did, and see, that was my mistake.
Yeah, roll roof is not designed for flat roofs. Roll roof, you got to have at least about a 212 pitch for it to work right, and so. You really need to use a rubberized bitumen or something like that, but choose a material that's designed for flat roofs when you replace this. But I think you know what's ahead of you, Steve. You just needed me to say it. You got to tear it all out. And listen, if you can get coverage because of the storm, maybe it won't cost you as much as it might have, okay?
Okay.
All right,
listen,
good luck with that project, Steve.
Listen, and before I let you go, I wish y'all would let the trailer music play a little longer. I love your track.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. I got to put that on the website. A lot of folks love that tune.
Really?
Everybody loves it.
You don't even know we have like additional verses to it.
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950. And the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything. And we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think, somebody that lived there before us had a dog, so some of it's been chewed on, and it's like we would replace, you can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it, we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage. I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all the trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise, and if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay. Great.
That help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, even during the holiday season. We are here to lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or wood stove can deliver more heat and be safer to use. We'll explain how to pick the perfect firewood next.
Live in a money pit.
Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers three feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys doing this busy holiday weekend? I'm sure you've got a lot of stuff going on. You're celebrating all the wonderful festivities with your family and friends. And you're also maybe thinking about a home improvement project or gift coming up in the next few weeks. Well, whatever it is, let us know so we can lend a hand. And hey, guys, if the Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it one of your favorite podcasts, too? You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast for all of the best home improvement questions and answers. Virgil in South Dakota, what can we do for you today?
Hi, I've got an old home that I am restoring and renovating and remodeling. It's over a century old, and part of the process has been installation of a relatively high energy efficient furnace.
Okay.
And I just got it started and was away from the home for a while, came back, and everything was froze solid. The exhaust had developed a plug of ice, and the furnace would not run.
Oh, that's not good.
That's for sure. Anyway, the contractor that installed it rerouted the pipe so it goes through a heated room instead of up in the attic.
Right.
And so I have it going above the lay-in ceiling over my bathroom. So I've got probably a foot to a foot and a half, an inch and a half exhaust pipe sticking out of the side of the house. And I'm wondering, am I going to have a problem with that? And if so, how can I prevent it from happening again?
Yeah. That's a good question. In this situation, I would turn to the manufacturers, making sure that they're that you follow the recommended installation instructions for this type of a system. With a high-efficiency furnace, what happens is you take so much heat out of that exhaust gas that what's left is mostly water vapor, like 80% of it or more is water vapor. And so that's why you have to be able to have a way to deal with that. Now, if that pipe is in a heated area, if it's insulated, that's going to stop the ice from forming. But, of course, it's dangerous if it does form, because if you can't exhaust the gas, then that's going to shut down the furnace, which is a safety switch, basically. So
right.
I would make sure first that that the contractor has installed that venting consistent with the manufacturer's recommendations, which I'm sure you can find on their website. There are very detailed instructions on that sort of thing. And secondly, I would just watch it now and see what happens. Time is going to tell.
Kind of a vacation home, and I'm not there for a good part of the time, so I can't be out checking.
Right, yeah. Do you have a smart thermostat for that house?
No, there's no internet there.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to suggest that this would be a great application for a smart thermostat that can monitor the temperature in the house, so you'll know if it's working or not.
My other choice might be if I put in one of those smart outlets that turns on at 35 and off at 45, and if it turns on at 35, maybe one of the neighbors would see a flashing red light or something.
See a light, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, I think that you need to work with the contractor and the manufacturer to figure out why this is happening, but I do suspect that venting has to run through a heated area, and it's got to be better insulated, okay?
Well, he did have it insulated, and it was in the attic, which is totally unheated. So he did move it down to a heated area, and I can even move the temperature up a little bit by lifting one of the tiles and laying in the ceiling in the winter.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a Sisker beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that, because frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor, because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire, so you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side, and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house, and then it has been built on and built on and built on. And
okay.
So I have no idea. Supposedly,
I might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it. So thanks so much for calling us. Good luck with that project. And if you have any more questions, let us know.
Well, a warm fire from a wood stove or fireplace is the hallmark of the season, but you need to be careful when you choose firewood. Now, the wrong fuel can damage your wood-burning stove, and it can leave dangerous creosote on the walls of the fireplace chimney. Now, you want to make sure that you never burn trash or driftwood or treated woods, and you always want to use seasoned wood for the best heat release and minimal creosote buildup, and that's going to help prevent the chances of a chimney fire.
So let's talk about that. What exactly is seasoned wood? Well, freshly cut wood contains up to 45% water, whereas seasoned wood, which is wood that sat out there for a while, is only going to contain 20 to 25%. Now, the harder the wood, the better. So that's why you want to burn woods like oak or maple and not pine or fir. The harder the wood, the longer it burns, and the more heat it actually gives out.
Yeah, and you also want to make sure that that wood is dry. It has to have been cut at least 6 months before you use it. A year is even better. And it takes that much sun and wind to remove all of that excess moisture for free. And that's going to make that wood prime for heating.
Yeah, and splitting it helps too, because the more surface area, it means more evaporation can occur.
Rick in Delaware is dealing with some plumbing issues. Tell us what's happening at your money pit.
Okay, I have a bathroom in the basement. And the toilet won't flush all the way.
Okay.
I dealt with it before with a toilet snake, and it took care of it, but it seemed like it's probably something different now. Mm-hmm. It just spins around, and then it gurgles.
So it sounds like a blockage then. This is not a problem with the flush valve or the fill valve in the toilet. That part works. It just doesn't drain. Is that correct?
Right, because I filled a 5-gallon bucket. Actually, and poured it down, and it still wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you've got to get to the bottom of it with this blockage. You said you tried a snake, but how far did that snake go down?
It didn't go down, you know, too far. I guess it's the standard snake, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put another snake in there, you know.
Yeah. You're going to have that actually professionally cleaned out by a sewer drain cleaning company, like a Rooter type company, because whatever blockage you're experiencing there is obviously beyond the reach of that snake. Don't feel bad. I'll tell you a funny story about what happened to me. It was on the morning of when one of my kids was being christened. And, of course, when you have that, you have family coming over, you don't want to have a bathroom emergency. Well, the toilet just would not flush. It would not go down. And I was very frustrated, but I was absolutely positive that I knew, because I am a home improvement expert, so I know this stuff. I knew it was the willow tree and the roots outside the window. So I said, oh, darn it, I got to go get a shovel, got to go expose the pipe, break it open, get those roots out. And of course, I head out there, you know, virtually in my Sunday best, although I think I changed, to get that pipe exposed, and I could not find the problem, and I was scratching my head, and I figured, okay, it's between this hole and the toilet. So I pull the toilet off, I flip it upside down, and it turns out that one of my darling children had flushed a toy down there. It was a toy telephone that was lodged in this place, and I'm looking in the bowl, and I'm thinking, I'm looking at the bottom, saying, there's something blue there. There's nothing supposed to be blue in that toilet. It was a toy phone, and that's what had blocked it. So some home improvement expert I was. There I was with a big hole of, you know, big pile of dirt and busted open sewer line that had nothing to do with it. I pulled that phone out there, put it back together, and the day went on as planned.
Well, Tom, let me ask you a question, though.
Yep.
Could it be anything with the vent pipe?
Yes, it could. The gurgling means it's struggling for air, and so it could be a blockage of the vent pipe or the drain pipe. And in either event, you have to have the right tools. Now, you know, the drain clean companies will probably just run a snake down there both ways and call it a day. If they're really perplexed, they can run a camera down there. There's line cameras that they can snake in and actually see what the blockage is. All right? So I think that's what you're going to have to do here. And unfortunately, we hate to call, you know, a pro if we can fix it ourselves. But this is just a specialized repair, specialized piece of maintenance you got to get done. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, if your furnace gives out in the middle of a cold winter's night, making a smart decision on a new one is really not that easy to do. We're going to explain how you can shop furnaces the smart way next on the Money Pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The left loves saying they want the rich to pay their fair share, but they already do. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. In 2003, the top 10% of earners paid 59% of the entire tax bill. Today, it's 72%. The top 1% pay over 40% of our bill. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where Home Solutions Live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on during this very busy holiday season? You got a last-minute project to tackle? Call us right now and we'll help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it's the perfect time of year for the fireplace, so Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a question about cleaning the hearth. What's going on?
I was calling to find out what's the best way to clean a fireplace hearth that's like a concrete, one concrete block.
Got kind of smoky, did it?
Not smoky so much. It looks like, I've only been there like less than a year, but it looks like they set their drinks there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so what kind of floor do you have around this hearth? Is it hardwood or carpet or what?
It's carpeted.
Okay. So here's what I would do. First of all, you're going to need to get a tarp, like one of those blue vinyl tarps, and put it over that carpet up against that, because it's just going to get a little drippy.
Okay.
But I would use TSP. It stands for trisodium phosphate. It's a powdered cleaner, and it works really well on concrete surfaces. So you mix this up, follow the label directions, and then you're going to apply it to the concrete, and I would use like a scrub brush for that, and you want to make sure you protect your eyes because you don't want the stuff flinging off into your eyes.
Okay.
And then you let it sit for a little while, and then you kind of have, in your case, you're going to have to sort of blot it to rinse it and you know, wring out the rag and blot it some more. But you'll find that it will lighten the whole thing up, and hopefully it will take out those stains.
Okay.
If it doesn't take them out completely to your satisfaction, the other thing that you could consider doing is using a concrete stain. It's like a wood stain, but it's designed for concrete. They have all different sorts of colors and patterns with that. And I don't think that would be affected by the heat, being the fireplaces right nearby. But I think you could, you know, probably get it into a whole different color. I mean, if you like gray, you could probably use a gray stain, for example.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea. Let's work.
Well, try cleaning it first. It may not be that big of a deal. It might come right up. But TSP, you'll find it in the paint department at home centers and hardware stores, okay?
Yeah, okay. TSP, and then what's the concrete paint called? Is there a...
It's a concrete stain. It's a stain, not a paint. It's a stain.
All right.
It soaks in. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that helps you out, Sharon.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
Too.
Good luck with the project.
Great. Thank you.
Well, now that we're in the midst of winter, having a solid, dependable heating system is critical. But if your furnace is shot or maybe you want a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that is exactly what happens because the furnace gives out in the middle of a cold night and you got to kind of make a decision quick. So, Tom, let's talk through some of the things that you should be thinking about so you've got a smart plan in place. First of all, is a broken furnace ever worth repairing or is it better to replace it?
It depends. I mean, some parts of a furnace are easily replaced, but if the furnace is older and has a serious defect, like a crack in its heat exchanger, replacement is always the rule. I used to find a lot of furnaces that had cracked heat exchangers, which is basically sort of the guts of the furnace, and it separates the combustion gas from the air, the forced air that's blowing around it. If there's a crack in that part, you can get combustion gas into the house air, and that's why you always have to replace it. So it really depends on what's going on with the furnace.
All right, now what if the goal is to save energy? How do you determine when it makes sense to replace just to lower those heating costs?
So increased energy efficiency, I think, Leslie, it always makes a good case for buying a newer model, but you definitely want to weigh all the factors carefully. I mean, how much you spent on the old furnace, projected monthly savings on a new one, and ongoing potential repair costs. And also important to check right now are all of the different tax benefits and rebates that are available. Now, there are federal programs and there are state programs and there are local programs. Make sure you investigate, because if you buy a higher efficient furnace, you definitely could reduce the cost significantly.
Now, if you do decide to buy that new furnace, what should you be looking for as a buyer?
So furnace efficiency is measured by a rating system, and it's called AFUE. It stands for annual fuel.
AFUE,
yeah. It stands for annual fuel utilization efficiency, AFUE for short. The minimum AFUE in the U.S. is 80%. I want to keep saying that. It's a fun word. But the top-performing furnaces are going to actually measure up to 97%. That means that only 3% of the energy escapes through the flue. So the higher the AFUE rating, the more money you'll save.
We may have just coined a new term for energy efficiency.
We did.
Now, is furnace shopping kind of a good time to reconsider the type of system you have? You know, changing the type of energy that you use? I mean, that seems like a big expense unless you're going to really save a ton of money.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you have to really think about when it makes sense to consider a fuel distribution change like electric to oil to gas. I mean, years ago when we only had electric resistance heat and, you know, some pretty lousy heat pump technology, it may have made sense to make that change. But today, you know, electric heat can be actually really efficient with the inverter technology that heat pumps have. So it's tougher to make a decision to switch off of electric. If I had oil, I'd be concerned depending on how old the oil tank is, especially if it's an underground tank. So that would definitely play in. Gas is the best for convenience and for efficiency. So think about that. Hot air to hot water. Sometimes you have systems where, I mean, there's a whole bunch of houses here in New Jersey that have hydronic heat in a slab and they're old. So what happens? Those pipes break. And then what do you do? How do you heat your house? Well, what they would do is they would put coils into the ducting and was also carrying the air conditioning and blow the air over it. And that was like the dumbest thing because, first of all, the air was coming out the ceiling and heat rises. So super inefficient. So when you have situations like that, then maybe it makes sense to think of a bigger repair. But generally, you don't save money when you're switching fuels.
Well, with all this chilly weather, nobody likes chilly tootsies. John in Wisconsin is dealing with some cold feet on a cold floor. What's going on?
Hi, I have a little room off the front of my home, which is over some cinder block wall area where in a crawl space, I guess, would be properly to describe it. Okay. And there's no heat to it, and I have no way to insulate the floor, I guess. What is my options to get away from the cold floor?
So do you have access to the crawl space?
I'm afraid I do not.
Okay, that is a bit of a challenge. And did you say that this room is not heated now?
It is. It is just connecting off of my living room. It's kind of the entranceway to my living room and the front door, and then there's a little closet area there. So there's no heat except for the air transfer.
Like a foyer, yeah. Okay.
Correct.
So I'll give you two options. First of all, you really should have access to this crawl space area. If there's a way that you can provide it by breaking through that block wall on it and putting in an access space, I could see a lot of reasons to have that. But in this case, you'd be able to insulate that space fully from below. Now, if you can't do that, another thing that you could think about doing is you could put an additional layer of insulation above that floor. There is a type of subfloor that is designed for basements, and it helps make cold basement slabs warm and comfortable. It's called dry core subfloor, and then they have a version called subfloor plus.
Okay.
The thing that's unique about this product is they have an air gap technology that keeps the subfloor part of it up off the floor underneath. Now, in your case, you're not going on top of concrete, although I'm thinking this could work as well because the subfloor plus has a layer of insulation under it. So this would help put not only some airspace, but also a layer of insulation between the present floor and your too cold feet as you're feeling it right now. It's not exactly how it's designed to be used, but I think it may work. As I said earlier, it's typically used on a basement floor that's very cold and you want to finish it, and it makes it nice and warm and cozy, and it stays up off the concrete surface so you don't get any dampness or moisture.
That's great advice. I actually have my back door is that exact similar situation. It is on a concrete slab and it's cold also. But I will make access to that front crawl space. It is a great idea. And I am a contractor, and I tell you what, I love your show. I get a lot of good tips from you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much, John. And good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to buy fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own veggies in a container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead.
Live in a Money Pit.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result?
crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smoothest glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you like our radio show? Then let me tell you, you're going to love our podcast. We've got new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to join us at moneypit.com/podcast or on your favorite pod platform. Well, if you're missing having those fresh vegetables around during these cold winter months, container gardening is a solution for growing your own produce right now. Now, if you grow houseplants, you're already doing a form of container gardening, but with the right light, the soil, and the pot type, you can grow herbs and even some veggies all year long. So for the best results, you're going to need a location with good lighting, and sometimes that's as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight a day for certain veggies. You're also going to need room for those containers that are much bigger than those of a typical houseplant. They need to be about 18 inches in diameter and about 18 inches deep. And you do need to plan for watering, too. I mean, these are things you can't forget about with them.
Now, if you're wondering what you can plant, there are many, many options for vegetables that will thrive in container gardens. You know, Burpee, the seed company, they even have a whole section of their website that breaks out all the veggies that will grow well in that type of space. So take advantage of resources like that and think about growing some veggies in containers. I mean, start small. Just pick one or two plants. You'll really be surprised at the results.
We've got George on the line who's dealing with a window issue. What's going on?
This house was built that we're living in was built in 2002. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
I've got one dual pane of glass. It is brown. The outside is bronze tinted glass, and the inside is clear, and it's E1.
Right.
It's ruptured, and, you know, water inside of it and everything else.
Right. Yep.
And then the other one, same thing, bronze tinted E1 clear glass on the inside, and it doesn't have water in it, but you can tell that it's ruptured because there's dust along inside along the bottom.
Right.
Now, we live in Henderson, Nevada, in other words, Las Vegas,
yep.
Where it gets hotter than heck.
You're right. An area like Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, it gets really, really hot in the summer. So you need a really good quality window that's not going to let that solar gain in and drive up your air conditioning expenses. So what you're going to want to do is simply this. You're going to want to replace that with an Energy Star rated window. Now, the reason I say Energy Star is because it's going to be thermal pane. It's going to be insulated gas. It may have argon or another insulated gas inside, and it's going to have a low emissivity coating, and that's really important because the low emissivity coating is the coating that takes the UV rays of the sun and bounces them right back outside and does not let them pass into your house. And working together, that's going to keep your house comfortable at the same time. So you do want to replace the glass. You want to make sure it's an Energy Star rated window that you put in there, and that's going to solve this.
On the other window, all the windows on that side of the house, we put a bronze tint, not a bronze tint, a 35 rated tint.
Well, I think you have tint on them because you're trying to achieve the same thing that the emissivity coating does for you. I don't think you need the tint necessarily to cut back on the solar gain. If you have the right glass with the right coating, you'll be good to go. George, I hope that helps you out. We got to move on. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday season here at the Money Pit. Well, speaking of the holidays, everybody knows that poinsettias are so beautiful. But even though they're really a gorgeous plant, they can be dangerous if you eat them. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We're going to share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241- 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. You have a holiday project that you would like to get done real quick. Now's your chance. Reach out to us with your question. That's 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Gabriella in Chicago wrote to Team Money Pit asking, I live in an apartment with hot water steam heat. The paint on the wall above one of the units is peeling and has dark specks that look like mold. Is that caused by the heating unit? If so, what can I do to fix it or stop it from happening? Oh, my God, you live in the most humid, hot city apartment ever of life. Right, Tom?
Yeah, I don't think it's mold. I really don't. What I think is happening here is that moist air is basically striking cold surfaces. And then it's condensing, and so it's leaving. Usually it carries up dirt from the air with it, and when it hits those cold surfaces, it leaves streaks. So you can check this very easily. Just go up there and try to wipe it away. I think you'll find that it will go right away. In terms of the peeling paint, if the paint is peeled, it's got to be removed. You can't fix that. You've got to get rid of all of the loose paint and then prime it and repaint it. Now, if this is near a window, as many radiators are, and you put, say, cellular shades on that window, you will find that will go a long way to reducing the amount of condensation that you get, because that warm air won't be striking cold glass. It'll be striking the surface of the shade. And that's going to slow that down and result in less deposit of dirt into that space.
I mean, I just find, like, I remember living in Manhattan, and when the heat would come on, it would be so hot and so humid that sometimes you'd have, like, a luau party in the winter just because it's hot. So I get it. You're feeling all toasty and warm over there.
Now you know why people in the city always leave their windows open in the winter, right? Because they can't control the heat. What a waste. Well, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pet safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, you want to keep your holiday free of emergencies by keeping a few holiday plants out of reach, or maybe even just out of your house altogether. Now, holly, it's definitely very festive, and those prickly leaves can kind of be enough to keep the kids away, but you don't want to leave any room for error when it does come to the holly plant. Consuming just one or two of the holly berries can cause a pretty bad tummy ache, and eating as few as 20 can kill you. So you want to be careful with having those around for the kids and the pets. Mistletoe, that's another deceptive holiday plant. It goes hand-in-hand with romance, for sure, but it also goes hand-in-hand with diarrhea and nausea and blood pressure problems. How romantic is that, you guys?
Wow.
And sometimes if you eat the berries of the mistletoe, you could die. So definitely not romantic there. So keep it hung high and, you know, get a fake one if you can. Amaryllis, paper white, narcissus, both are gorgeous and so holiday flowery, wonderful. But they can cause heart arrhythmia and convulsions if the bulb is digested. And pets are especially susceptible to these flowers, so you want to keep them far, far away from those hungry and curious animals. Now, if you do think that one of these plants was eaten, call your local poison control center plant to be asked the name of the plant, as well as the exact parts and the amount that was consumed. Also, be prepared to provide the approximate time when it was eaten, the age of the person, the weight, the condition that they're in. This is super critical. And they're going to ask similar questions when you call animal poison control. Yes, there is a poison control for animals as well. So have all that information handy. Stay calm and listen and follow directions.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this holiday weekend. Are you guys getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor in the months ahead? But maybe you're not sure if your budget is ready to handle that hit. Well, we're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home sweet home on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A passenger jet has crash-landed in South Korea after its front landing gear apparently failed to deploy. BBC correspondent Hoon Jung Kim reports from Seoul.
Around 9:05 a.m. on Sunday, a passenger plane carrying 181 people, including 173 South Korean passengers and two Thai passengers and six crew members, veered off the runway and crashed into fence and caught fire while attempting to land at Muan International Airport in South Jeolla Province. And emergency services were attempting to rescue people first in the tail section of the aircraft, but the number of casualties is expected to rise as rescue efforts progress to the front and middle sections of the aircraft.
That crash has killed at least 47 people. The National Fire Agency said the fire was almost put out. Emergency workers pulled out two people, one passenger, one crew member. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to his Azerbaijani counterpart for what he called a tragic incident following the crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. He stopped short of acknowledging that Moscow was responsible. BBC correspondent John Donison has more on the story.
The White House spokesperson John Kirby said there were early indications that pointed to the possibility the plane was brought down by Russian air defense systems. The Kremlin has again refused to comment, but Russia's Civil Aviation Agency said Ukrainian drones were active in the area around Grozny, the plane's original destination at the time. Given the huge fireball that erupted when the plane crash-landed in Kazakhstan, it's remarkable there were any survivors.
Also at townhall.com, Panama's leader has rejected President-elect Trump's suggestion that his incoming administration would try to reassume control of the U.S.-built canal. Panama's conservative president, Jose Raul Mulino, firmly describes the idea as an affront to his country's sovereignty. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Right now with an important...
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
South Korea has voted to impeach its acting president, Hong Duck-soo, 2 weeks after Parliament voted to impeach its president, Yoon Suk-yeol.
As the opposition party voted to impeach Prime Minister Han using its sizable majority in Parliament, MPs in the ruling party crowded around the Speaker of the House, shouting, angry with his decision to even let this vote go ahead. The opposition have decided to remove Mr. Han after he refused to appoint the judges they'd chosen to oversee President Yoon's impeachment trial. They argued Mr. Han was protecting the president and was therefore not fit to run the country. But his removal just deepened South Korea's political turmoil. Decision-making here is gridlocked and the economy is suffering.
That's BBC correspondent Gene McKenzie reporting from Seoul. Han calls his impeachment quite regrettable. You'll find breaking news, more stories, and analysis when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Dozens of massive data centers are consuming more electricity than all of the urban homes in Ireland, and that's causing problems. Correspondent Jason Walker has more on the story.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
When you log on to townhall.com, you'll find full analysis, more headlines, more stories, and a full breadth of all the information at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers/border patrol.
This is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm gonna see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
The Money Pit is presented by Super Flapper by Fluid Master. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy ho-ho home improvement time. If you're working on getting your place ready for the guests that are going to be there at any minute and you have a few questions about a project you want to get done, reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. But better yet, now's the time we start thinking about All the things we want to do in the year ahead. Maybe enjoy some of the projects we've completed and think about what we want to tackle next. Maybe you got an inside project you want to get done because we're going to be stuck inside for a couple more months here as the winter plays out. Or you got some projects you're planning for the spring. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can put it on our to-do list when you reach out to us with your questions. Let's talk about it. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, a warm fire from a wood stove or a fireplace can add some comfort to a chilly winter day. But did you guys know that not all firewood delivers the same level of heat? That's not something we usually think about, right? Wood is wood, and you light the wood on fire, and it gets hot. But depending on the type of wood, you're going to get more or less heat. So we'll share some tips on how to select the best firewood for your comfort and your safety coming up.
And speaking of heat, whether your furnace is shot or you're just ready for a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that's exactly what happens because that furnace gives out in the middle of winter and you're in a jam to kind of get something. So we're going to explain how you should be shopping for furnaces the smart way.
And the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to pick up fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with a veggie container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best inside and more just ahead.
But first, it's the ho-ho home improvement season, so we want to help you create your best home ever. What are you working on? Are you just too busy in holiday mode and you're kind of thinking of stuff for the next year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Reach out to us with your questions. You'll get the answer to your home improvement question. And today we're giving away a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. Check it out at moneypit.com/dummies. But I've got one copy going out to one lucky listener. Reach out to us right now with your questions. Again, that's 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a cabin way out in the woods here in North Carolina. And I built a bathroom onto it, and this years ago that I've done this. We put a flat roof over the bathroom, and the seam leaked during the last storm very, very badly. When I removed the tiles and I used, you know, the pink insulation in the roof, what do I do?
So all that has to be torn out. Now, you mentioned it was because of a storm. Is this cabin insured? Do you have a homeowner's policy on this?
I do, yes.
You know, that storm damage should have been covered by your policy. Yeah, if you haven't filed a claim, I would definitely do that because it's probably covered. Now, since you had such a bad leak, obviously all that has to be taken out. So you've removed the ceiling. You have to pull out all that insulation. You need to wear appropriate breathing protection when you're doing this and try to control that area because with all of that mold, you don't want it to get into the house, right? So that's why it's not a job for a pro. But, I mean, if I was doing it, I would depressurize the room I'm working in so that there was good ventilation and everything was like blowing out, right? So I would make sure that I manage that, pull out all the insulation. You're going to need to spray down all of the inside surfaces with a mold inhibitor. There's many good commercial products on the market that do that, and you're going to have to replace that roof. Now, you said it was a flat roof. That's the least favorite type of roof, I would say, because, you know, it's if it's going to be a leak, it's going to happen a lot quicker on a flat roof than any other kind of pitched roof. But you're going to have to replace that. What kind of material did you use? Did you use roll roof on it?
We did, and see, that was my mistake.
Yeah, roll roof is not designed for flat roofs. Roll roof, you got to have at least about a 212 pitch for it to work right. And so you really need to use a rubberized bitumen or something like that, but choose a material that's designed for flat roofs when you replace this. But I think you know what's ahead of you, Steve. You just needed me to say it. You got to tear it all out. And listen, if you can get coverage because of the storm, maybe it won't cost you as much as it might have, okay?
Okay.
All right,
listen,
good luck with that project, Steve.
Listen, and before I let you go, I wish y'all would let the trailer music play a little longer. I love your trailer.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. I got to put that on the website. A lot of folks love that tune.
Really?
Everybody loves it.
You don't even know we have like additional verses to it.
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Paula in Ohio is on the line. Paula, what can we do for you today?
Me and my husband have an older house. It was built like in 1950. And the woodwork through the whole house, it's all interconnected, the door frames, everything. And we want to sell the house, so we're trying to find what would be the best and the cheapest solution to fixing that woodwork without having to replace it all.
So what's going on with the woodwork? Is it just worn? Is it just heavily painted? I mean, what exactly is your problem with your woodwork?
Yeah, it's worn. It's like, I think somebody that lived there before us had a dog, so some of it's been chewed on, and it's like we would replace. You can't replace parts of it because you can't get the stain to match, and we don't really know what to do to make it look better to get it ready to sell.
So is this molding kind of like fancy molding in terms of if you were to fill in some of the grooves and the digs in it, could you paint it and have it look halfway decent, or do you think you have to replace it?
I think some of it we'd have to replace it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what you're up against. If it's painted now, you're going to probably want to replace it with a paint-grade molding. And I think if the areas that are really damaged, you mentioned dog damage. I mean, if it's chewed on, then you may just want to pull that piece off and replace it. But, I mean, a coat of paint can do wonders with something like that. I don't know if there's a way to kind of decorate around it, and it would be an awful lot of work to replace all that trim. Certainly a possibility, but it's a big job to pull all the trim off and replace it. So I think all you can really hope to do at this point is to clean it up, prime it, because that will give you a better paint finish, and then just put a top coat of paint on it and kind of call it a day. Leslie, do you have any other suggestions, or do you think that's about it?
No, I really think, you know, priming and painting it really is the best solution, because once you get into replacing all of the trim work, I mean, first of all, it's a tremendous expense, and it's a lot of work, and you end up cutting and mitering, and it can be more complicated, whereas paint is a simple fix for now. At least you can start there and see if it's something that you like and can, you know, live with and work with decor-wise. And if not, then you can at least explore the future options.
Okay, great.
That help you out?
That helps me out a lot.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, even during the holiday season. We are here to lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, the right firewood for your fireplace or wood stove can deliver more heat and be safer to use. We'll explain how to pick the perfect firewood next. Is your roof ready for the harsh winter weather? Now is the perfect time to contact RoofMax for a free, no-obligation assessment and estimate. RoofMax, the nation's trusted leader in roof rejuvenation, offers a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. Their locally owned and operated installers provide expert, no-cost evaluations of your roof's condition. Plus, right now, RoofMax is offering a free tune-up before treatment. They'll fix nail pops, secure loose flashing, seal cracks, and repair exposed nails, a value of $859, completely free. You know, I recently had a RoofMax treatment done on my mom's house, and I saw firsthand how well it worked. In a single application, RoofMax added 5 years of life to mom's roof. RoofMax also partners with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help children in foster care find forever homes. So when you restore your roof with RoofMax, you're also supporting a child in need. To find a RoofMax installer near you, visit RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check.
Our top pick to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and to track a wide variety of birds, and a large capacity, plus durable, wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use.
Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys doing this busy holiday weekend? I'm sure you've got a lot of stuff going on. You're celebrating all the wonderful festivities with your family and friends. And you're also maybe thinking about a home improvement project or gift coming up in the next few weeks. Well, whatever it is, let us know so we can lend a hand. And hey, guys, if the Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it one of your favorite podcasts, too? You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast for all of the best home improvement questions and answers. Virgil in South Dakota, what can we do for you today?
Hi, I've got an old home that I am restoring and renovating and remodeling. It's over a century old, and part of the process has been installation of a relatively high energy efficient furnace.
Okay.
And I just got it started and was away from the home for a while, came back, and everything was froze solid. The exhaust had developed a plug of ice, and the furnace would not run.
Oh, that's not good.
That's for sure. Anyway, the contractor that installed it rerouted the pipe so it would go through a heated room instead of up in the attic.
Right.
And so I have it going above the lay-in ceiling over my bathroom. So I've got probably a foot to a foot and a half, an inch and a half exhaust pipe sticking out of the side of the house. And I'm wondering, am I going to have a problem with that? And if so, how can I prevent it from happening again?
Yeah. That's a good question. In this situation, I would turn to the manufacturers, making sure that they're that you follow the recommended installation instructions for this type of a system. With a high-efficiency furnace, what happens is you take so much heat out of that exhaust gas that what's left is mostly water vapor, like 80% of it or more is water vapor. And so that's why you have to be able to have a way to deal with that. Now, if that pipe is in a heated area, if it's insulated, that's going to stop the ice from forming, but of course it's dangerous if it does form, because if you can't exhaust the gas, then that's going to shut down the furnace, which is a safety switch basically. So
right.
I would make sure first that that the contractor has installed that venting consistent with the manufacturer's recommendations, which I'm sure you can find on their website. There are very detailed instructions on that sort of thing. And secondly, I would just watch it now and see what happens. Time is going to tell.
Kind of a vacation home, and I'm not there for a good part of the time, so I can't be out checking.
Right, yeah. Do you have a smart thermostat for that house?
No, there's no internet there.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to suggest that this would be a great application for a smart thermostat that can monitor the temperature in the house. This way you'll know if it's working or not.
My other choice might be if I put in one of those smart outlets that turns on at 35 and off at 45. And if it turns on at 35, maybe one of the neighbors would see a flashing red light or something.
See a light, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, I think that you need to work with the contractor and the manufacturer to figure out why this is happening. But I do suspect that venting has to run through a heated area, and it's got to be better insulated, okay?
Well, he did have it insulated, and it was in the attic, which is totally unheated. So he did move it down to a heated area, and I can even move the temperature up a little bit by lifting one of the tiles and laying in the ceiling in the winter.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken, and it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator is taking a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam.
Okay. So if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a Sisker beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house, and then it has been built on and built on and built on. And okay. So I have no idea. Supposedly.
Might have skipped the
story. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Vent pipe?
Yes, it could. The gurgling means it's struggling for air, and so it could be a blockage of the vent pipe or the drain pipe. And in either event, you have to have the right tools. Now, you know, the drain clean companies will probably just run a snake down there both ways and call it a day. If they're really perplexed, they can run a camera down there. There's line cameras that they can snake in and actually see what the blockage is. All right? So I think that's what you're going to have to do here. And unfortunately, we hate to call, you know, a pro if we can fix it ourselves. But this is just a specialized repair, specialized piece of maintenance you got to get done. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, if your furnace gives out in the middle of a cold winter's night, making a smart decision on a new one is really not that easy to do. We're going to explain how you can shop furnaces the smart way next on the Money Pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The left loves saying they want the rich to pay their fair share, but they already do. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. In 2003, the top 10% of earners paid 59% of the entire tax bill. Today, it's 72%. The top 1% pay over 40% of our bill. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The perils and pitfalls of Doge, the great debate over Trump's tariffs, and what does President Vladimir Putin really think of Joe Biden's decision on Ukraine? Find out on the show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
So what grade are you in, Sophia?
I'm a ninth grader.
Okay. Why are you here today? Why are you in this program?
I was in Mr. Smith's class, my digital literacy class, and he asked the class about this opportunity, and it sparked, like, this could be something good. It could look good on a college resume. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I decided to join this.
Yeah. Were you ever nervous doing a radio show?
I feel like my first one, but after that, not much.
Right? We often tell you, get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way you're going to grow.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing I can tell everybody is don't be afraid to fail. Right.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title,
I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together, in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on during this very busy holiday season? You got a last-minute project to tackle? Call us right now and we'll help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, it's the perfect time of year for the fireplace, so Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a question about cleaning the hearth. What's going on?
I was calling to find out what's the best way to clean a fireplace hearth that's like a concrete. One concrete block.
Got kind of smoky, did it?
Not smoky so much. It looks like, I've only been there like less than a year, but it looks like they set their drinks there.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, so what kind of floor do you have around this hearth? Is it hardwood or carpet or what?
It's carpeted.
Okay. So here's what I would do. First of all, you're going to need to get a tarp, like one of those blue vinyl tarps, and put it over that carpet up against that, because it's going to get a little drippy.
Okay.
But I would use TSP. It stands for trisodium phosphate. It's a powdered cleaner, and it works really well on concrete surfaces. So you mix this up, follow the label directions, and then you're going to apply it to the concrete, and I would use like a scrub brush for that, and you want to make sure you protect your eyes because you don't want the stuff flinging off into your eyes.
Okay.
And then you let it sit for a little while, and then you kind of have, in your case, you're going to have to sort of blot it to rinse it and you know, wring out the rag and blot it some more. But you'll find that it will lighten the whole thing up, and hopefully it will take out those stains.
Okay.
If it doesn't take them out completely to your satisfaction, the other thing that you could consider doing is using a concrete stain. It's like a wood stain, but it's designed for concrete. They have all different sorts of colors and patterns with that. And I don't think that that would be affected by the heat, being the fireplaces right nearby. But I think you could, you know, probably get it into a whole different color. I mean, if you like gray, you could probably use a gray stain, for example.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea. Let's work.
Well, try cleaning it first. It may not be that big of a deal. It might come right up. But TSP, you'll find it in the paint department at home centers and hardware stores, okay?
Yeah, okay. TSP, and then what's the concrete paint called? Is there a...
It's a concrete stain. It's a stain, not a paint. It's a stain.
All right.
It soaks
gotcha.
In. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that helps you out, Sharon.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
Too.
Good luck with the project.
Great. Thank you.
Well, now that we're in the midst of winter, having a solid, dependable heating system is critical. But if your furnace is shot or maybe you want a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too often, that is exactly what happens because the furnace gives out in the middle of a cold night and you got to kind of make a decision quick. So, Tom, let's talk through some of the things that you should be thinking about so you've got a smart plan in place. First of all, is a broken furnace ever worth repairing or is it better to replace it?
It depends. I mean, some parts of a furnace are easily replaced, but if the furnace is older and has a serious defect, like a crack in its heat exchanger, replacement is always the rule. I used to find a lot of furnaces that had cracked heat exchangers, which is basically sort of the guts of the furnace, and it separates the combustion gas from the air, the forced air that's blowing around it. If there's a crack in that part, you can get combustion gas into the house air, and that's why you always have to replace it. So it really depends on what's going on with the furnace.
All right. Now, what if the goal is to save energy? How do you determine when it makes sense to replace just to lower those heating costs?
So increased energy efficiency, I think, Leslie, it always makes a good case for buying a newer model, but you definitely want to weigh all the factors carefully. I mean, how much you spent on the old furnace, projected monthly savings on a new one, and ongoing potential repair costs. And also important to check right now are all of the different tax benefits and rebates that are available. Now, there are federal programs and there are state programs and there are local programs. Make sure you investigate, because if you buy a higher efficient furnace, you definitely could reduce the cost significantly.
Now, if you do decide to buy that new furnace, what should you be looking for as a buyer?
So furnace efficiency is measured by a rating system, and it's called AFUE. It stands for annual fuel.
AFUE,
yeah. It stands for annual fuel utilization efficiency, AFUE for short. The minimum AFUE in the U.S. is 80%. I want to keep saying that. It's a fun word. But the top-performing furnaces are going to actually measure up to 97%. That means only 3% of the energy escapes through the flue. So the higher the AFUE rating, the more money you'll save.
We may have just coined a new term for energy efficiency.
We did.
Now, is furnace shopping kind of a good time to reconsider the type of system you have? You know, changing the type of energy that you use? I mean, that seems like a big expense unless you're going to really save a ton of money.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you have to really think about when it makes sense to consider a fuel distribution change, like electric to oil to gas. I mean, years ago when we only had electric resistance heat and, you know, some pretty lousy heat pump technology, it may have made sense to make that change. But today, you know, electric heat can be actually really efficient with the inverter technology that heat pumps have. So it's tougher to make a decision to switch off of electric. If I had oil, I'd be concerned depending on how old the oil tank is, especially if it's an underground tank, so that would definitely play in. Gas is the best for convenience and for efficiency, so think about that. Hot air to hot water, sometimes you have systems where, I mean, there's a whole bunch of houses here in New Jersey that have hydronic heat in a slab, and they're old, so what happens? Those pipes break, and then what do? How do you heat your house? Well, what they would do is they would put coils into the ducting that was also carrying the air conditioning and blow the air over it. And that was like the dumbest thing because, first of all, the air was coming out the ceiling and heat rises, so super inefficient. So when you have situations like that, then maybe it makes sense to think of a bigger repair. But generally, you don't save money when you're switching fuels.
Well, with all this chilly weather, nobody likes chilly tootsies. John in Wisconsin is dealing with some cold feet on a cold floor. What's going on?
Hi, I have a little room off the front of my home, which is over some cinder block wall area where in a crawl space, I guess, would be properly to describe it.
Okay.
And there's no heat to it, and I have no way to insulate the floor, I guess. What is my options to get away from the cold floor?
So do you have access to the crawl space?
I'm afraid I do not.
Okay, that is a bit of a challenge. And did you say that this room is not heated now?
It is. It is just connecting off of my living room. It's kind of the entranceway to my living room, the front door, and then there's a little closet area there. So there's no heat except what the air transfer.
Like a foyer, yeah. Okay.
Correct.
So I'll give you two options. First of all, you really should have access to this crawl space area. If there's a way that you can provide it by breaking through that block wall on it and putting in an access space, I could see a lot of reasons to have that. But in this case, you'd be able to insulate that space fully from below. Now, if you can't do that, another thing that you could think about doing is you could put an additional layer of insulation above that floor. There is a type of subfloor that is designed for basements, and it helps make cold basement slabs warm and comfortable. It's called dry core subfloor, and then they have a version called subfloor plus.
Okay.
The thing that's unique about this product is they have an air gap technology that keeps the subfloor part of it up off the floor underneath. Now, in your case, you're not going on top of concrete, although I'm thinking this could work as well because the subfloor plus has a layer of insulation under it. So this would help put not only some airspace, but also a layer of insulation between the present floor and your too cold feet as you're feeling it right now. It's not exactly how it's designed to be used, but I think it may work. As I said earlier, it's typically used on a basement floor that's very cold, and you want to finish it, and it makes it nice and warm and cozy, and it stays up off the concrete surface so you don't get any dampness or moisture.
That's great advice. I actually have my back door is that exact similar situation. It is on a concrete slab, and it's cold also. But I will make access to that front crawl space, and it is a great idea. And I am a contractor, and I tell you what, I love your show. I get a lot of good tips from you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks very much, John, and good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to buy fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own veggies in a container garden. We're going to tell you the plants that grow best and more just ahead.
Live in the Money Pit.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings.
Whoa!
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Uh-oh.
this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If you're wondering what you can plant, there are many, many options for vegetables that will thrive in container gardens. You know, Burpee, the seed company, they even have a whole section of their website that breaks out all the veggies that will grow well in that type of space. So take advantage of resources like that and think about growing some veggies in containers. I mean, start small. Just pick one or two plants. You'll really be surprised at the results.
We've got George on the line who's dealing with a window issue. What's going on?
This house was built, that we're living in, was built in 2002. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
I've got one dual pane of glass. It is brown. The outside is bronze tinted glass, and the inside is clear, and it's E1.
Right.
It's ruptured, and, you know, water inside of it and everything else.
Right. Yep.
And then the other one, same thing, bronze tinted E1 clear glass on the inside, and it doesn't have water in it, but you can tell that it's ruptured because there's dust along inside along the bottom.
Right.
Now, we live in Henderson, Nevada, in other words, Las Vegas,
yep,
where it gets hotter than heck.
You're right. An area like Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, it gets really, really hot in the summer. So you need a really good quality window that's not going to let that solar gain in and drive up your air conditioning expenses. So what you're going to want to do is simply this. You're going to want to replace that with an Energy Star rated window. Now, the reason I say Energy Star is because it's going to be thermal pane. It's going to be insulated gas. It may have argon or another insulated gas inside. And it's going to have a low emissivity coating, and that's really important because the low emissivity coating is the coating that takes the UV rays of the sun and bounces them right back outside and does not let them pass into your house. And working together, that's going to keep your house comfortable at the same time. So you do want to replace the glass. You want to make sure it's an Energy Star rated window that you put in there, and that's going to solve this.
On the other window, all the windows on that side of the house, we put a bronze tint, not a bronze tint, a 35 rated tint.
Well, I think you have tint on them because you're trying to achieve the same thing that the emissivity coating does for you. I don't think you need the tint necessarily to cut back on the solar gain. If you have the right glass with the right coating, you'll be good to go. George, I hope that helps you out. We got to move on. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday season here at the Money Pit. Well, speaking of the holidays, everybody knows that poinsettias are so beautiful. But even though they're really a gorgeous plant, they can be dangerous if you eat them. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We're going to share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com. And you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected. by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Each day, an estimated 22...
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a happy new year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. You have a holiday project that you would like to get done real quick? Now's your chance. Reach out to us with your question. That's 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Gabriella in Chicago wrote to Team Money Pit asking, I live in an apartment with hot water steam heat. The paint on the wall above one of the units is peeling and has dark specks that look like mold. Is that caused by the heating unit? If so, what can I do to fix it or stop it from happening? Oh, my God, you live in the most humid, hot city apartment ever of life. Right, Tom?
Yeah, I don't think it's mold. I really don't. What I think is happening here is that moist air is basically striking cold surfaces. And then it's condensing, and so it's leaving. Usually it carries up dirt from the air with it, and when it hits those cold surfaces, it leaves streaks. So you can check this very easily. Just go up there and try to wipe it away. I think you'll find that it will go right away. In terms of the peeling paint, if the paint is peeled, it's got to be removed. You can't fix that. You've got to get rid of all of the loose paint and then prime it and repaint it. Now, if this is near a window, as many radiators are, and you put, say, cellular shades on that window, you will find that will go a long way to reducing the amount of condensation that you get, because that warm air won't be striking cold glass. It'll be striking the surface of the shade. And that's going to slow that down and result in less deposit of dirt into that space.
I mean, I just find, like, I remember living in Manhattan, and when the heat would come on, it would be so hot and so humid that sometimes you'd have, like, a luau party in the winter just because it's hot. So I get it. You're feeling all toasty and warm over there.
Now you know why people in the city always leave their windows open in the winter, right? Because they can't control the heat. What a waste. Well, it's pretty well known that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten. But it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pet safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, you want to keep your holiday free of emergencies by keeping a few holiday plants out of reach, or maybe even just out of your house altogether. Now, holly, it's definitely very festive, and those prickly leaves can kind of be enough to keep the kids away, but you don't want to leave any room for error when it does come to the holly plant. Consuming just one or two of the holly berries can cause a pretty bad tummy ache, and eating as few as 20 can kill you. So you want to be careful with having those around for the kids and the pets. Mistletoe, that's another deceptive holiday plant. It goes hand in hand with romance for sure, but it also goes hand in hand with diarrhea and nausea and blood pressure problems. How romantic is that, you guys?
Wow.
And sometimes if you eat the berries of the mistletoe, you could die. So definitely not romantic there. So keep it hung high and, you know, get a fake one if you can. Amaryllis, paper white, narcissus, both are gorgeous and so holiday flowery, wonderful. But they can cause heart arrhythmia and convulsions if the bulb is digested. And pets are especially susceptible to these flowers, so you want to keep them far, far away from those hungry and curious animals. Now, if you do think that one of these plants was eaten, call your local poison control center plant to be asked the name of the plant, as well as the exact parts and the amount that was consumed. Also be prepared to provide the approximate time when it was eaten, the age of the person, the weight, the condition that they're in. This is super critical. And they're going to ask similar questions when you call animal poison control. Yes, there is a poison control for animals as well. So have all that information handy. Stay calm and listen and follow directions.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this holiday weekend. Are you guys getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor in the months ahead? But maybe you're not sure if your budget is ready to handle that hit. Well, we're going to share five ways you can save lots of money decorating your home sweet home on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas. Christmas Eve, Eve. Jason Chaffetz at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, your calls. I know you have a lot to say. I said this on social media in the preview before the show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com and comment on what you think's going on. President of the United States, the future President of the United States. A big speech yesterday. It gave us a lot to work with. By the way, you can always get the podcast, BrianKilmeadeShow.com, or you could, that's where you listen to it, or wherever you get your podcast, just look for us, and we'll be there. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We then turned to the bipartisan negotiations. The result of it, a really terrific solution, was killed by irresponsible politics.
Yes. Nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. When his lips are moving, he's lying, and he needs to be held accountable.
Yeah, I know. He is the worst ever. Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas just making excuse after excuse. And Dom Homan on with us 2 hours ago just clarified. I'll bring this up later. Illegal immigration. We've got the right man in charge now, but the wrong guy was in charge before. We'll talk about it.
Number two.
It's important for us to stay calm. House Republicans will be at 220. We'll be at 215. That's the narrowest majority of any party since 1931.
Right. That is the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Dems in distress. As some show respect, some urge resistance. We will look at their status weeks from a new presidency.
Number one.
If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation. I'm not ever going to be where I want a president to fail. Country first. I know that's become maybe like a cliche, but it happens to be true.
That is the senator from Pennsylvania. Trump, confident, direct, and impressive in his first major policy speech since winning. We look at his agenda, known and unknown, nothing short of transformational. I'll give you a couple of things I was not expecting. Now, he brought this up on the stump that there's not many people were talking about it. They rather talk about things that he said that they deem controversial. But when he brought up, I want to get an Iron Dome for the country, that's what Rumsfeld was talking about. That's missile defense. Oh, missile defense is a pipe dream. It's going to be too expensive. Do you know anybody who thinks missile defense is not important, like in Israel? Missile defense is not important in Ukraine. Missile defense is not important if you're in the Philippines or Japan or South Korea. Of course it is. Because our enemies got rockets. Now they also have drones, and we got to protect against that. The other thing is Greenland. The president comes out and says, I want Greenland. We'll got to talk to Denmark about it. And Panama Canal, you've raised your rates 15% in the last year. We're 75% of all your traffic and your revenue. We'll think we're going to take the Panama Canal back since you're gouging us. Those are things people weren't expecting, but it's game on with President Trump. Also, at the Turning Point meeting yesterday, the guy was totally in his element. To me, he was somebody that can't wait to get started, knows exactly what he's getting at. He's named just about everybody, all these ambassadors, too. And for the most part, they want to talk about Musk and Trump. They want to talk about the budget debacle from last week. They want to talk about things that, in my mind, should be fourth or fifth. Number one story is Joe Biden, vacuous for 4 years, invisible, not even playing a role as president most of that time. Even right now, when they had the budget deadlock, Joe Biden is president. Doesn't say a word. They go, his style is to keep hands off. How could you possibly say that? They missed it again. We're about to get a story that's going to be nonstop about people that want to write responsibly about how we did not have a president for 4 years. Remember the biggest story was Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. His wife took over and didn't tell anyone. That is a small story in American history compared to this. Hugh Hewitt was on with me at One Nation over the weekend, and I asked him about the legacy media that they covered for Joe Biden for 4 years. Will it change? Cut seven.
All the new talking points that are going after Elon Musk, it doesn't tell you anything about Trump or Musk. It tells you everything about legacy media and how it works. They get one line of attack, and then they repeat it across every echo chamber inside the blue bubble. By far, Donald Trump is the most accessible president ever for the press. What they don't like to tell people, they don't want to reveal, is that, in fact, he's comfortable in his own skin. He's in command of the room. That first press conference showed it to us. So now they have to find a different target. They've decided to make it Elon Musk. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work either. And by the way, people have said, and even Chris Christie, who is, I think is a great guy, he said that, well, Donald Trump gets tired of people. Not really. And here's the difference. Elon Musk has just so much to offer. The president doesn't need a friend. He needs somebody who's innovative, who's forward-thinking, and might be the smartest man in the world. And that's what he appreciates. But he isn't somebody who sits there with ideas and says things like Stephen Hawking's that are amazing. He's someone that does things. I mean, he'll sit there and sleep on the factory floor. He'll sit there in the control room of after a rocket explodes and stare into the distance and come up with a way to do it and then find other pieces of a rocket, put it back together, and get one back up in the air while sitting in the middle of nowhere in the Marshall Islands. So he's done it all, and then he suggested, remember, it was Elon Musk who suggested on his podcast when he interviewed on X, the president live, the future president live, and he said, I would love to be ahead of government efficiency. And the president said, yeah, go ahead and do it. So John Fetterman is listening to all this, sees what happens in Pennsylvania where he is representing that state that now has a Republican, Dave McCormick, as his companion now, the junior senator. And here's what he said, and I just got to give him so much credit. I think, and Republicans can learn this too, but Senator John Fetterman is just right on the money here, cut five.
I'm not rooting against him. If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation. And I'm not ever going to be where I want a president to fail. So country first. I know it's become maybe like a cliche, but it happens to be true.
Yeah, country first. And he also talked about when he first stumbled on Trump and what he thought of him. Well, everyone was saying he couldn't win from Jeb Bush on down. When everyone said they laughed at Ann Coulter when she brought it up on the Bill Maher show. He goes, Donald Trump will be the next president. And they all laughed. We're nominee. Didn't even say president. They all laughed. Then when he got to be president, said it was a fluke. John Fetterman says, no, I never thought that. Cut six.
What was the single biggest factor behind Kamala Harris and Democrats losing in November?
You have a singular political talent. It's undeniable.
Trump.
You know, he had the energy and almost a sense of fearlessness to just say all those kinds of things. And people, it's undeniable that it has an entertaining aspect for that, too. And just if you're not afraid to say all of those things, and after you survived an assassination, you literally were shot in your head. Yeah. and had the presence of mind to respond, you know, fight, fight, fight.
That's the type of thing you would expect Donald Trump staffer to say. So he says, I'm sure he's going to call me. I'm going to work with him when I can. He also says, I met with Pete Hegseth. I met with Elise Stefanik. I met with Kash Patel. And I'll do it again. He says, isn't that my job? Why are people upset about that? I mean, why are people crediting me? Or why is Democrats upset with me? To me, that's what I do. I mean, why wouldn't I? Meanwhile, just to give you an idea, when we come back, I want to talk about this horrific killing on a subway by an illegal immigrant over the weekend and talk about the difference between Mayorkas and Holman and what's it's going to mean for the country. But just some other picks. The president is on a breakneck pace to name everybody. Mark Burnett, special envoy to the UK. David Fink, administrator of the Federal Railroad Administration. Aaron Wrights, head of the Justice Department Office of Legal Policy. Tillman Fertitta, good friend of the show. He becomes ambassador to Italy. I mean, the guy's running the Golden Nuggets. He's running the Del Frisco's. He's running the Capitol Grills, as well as the Houston Rockets, and now he's going to go over to Italy. So over the weekend, I asked him, how are you going to do it? And he says, good question. I said, who's going to run your empire? How about this one? Did you see this, Pete? Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, is now the ambassador to the Vatican. He says he's been a leading voice of the Catholic community, so he's going to go. I mean, that's unbelievable. How is he going to be able to do that? I do not know. So congratulations to him. Katie Miller is going to join Doge. It's going to be good. Now, Ken Howery is going to be ambassador to Denmark. Why does that matter? You know who runs Denmark? Excuse me. You know who runs Greenland? Denmark. The president brought it up and everyone got mad at him last time and they laughed at him. Now I think it's real. And Ken Howery, get it done. You're part of the PayPal mafia. We'll also talk to Calista Gingrich, will be ambassador to Switzerland, which is going to be big. He's building out the Defense Department. Elbridge Colby is undersecretary of defense for policy. Michael Duffy, undersecretary of defense for acquisition and sustainment. Emil Michael, the undersecretary of defense for research and engineering. Keith Bass, assistant secretary of defense for health affairs. Joe Casper is chief of staff of the secretary of defense. So this is big. These people are going to be working with Pete, in my view. And Trump's technical team, Bo Hines, executive director of the President's Council for Advisors on Digital. Sareem Kashan is a senior advisor on AI. And Michael Krastosis is director of the White House Office of Science and Technology. All these people are going to get an opportunity to do their thing. The president's going to let them go and come up with new ideas and control other people that are there. Yeah, you just put that up for me, right, Pete? So are you for this? You think it's a good move?
Yeah, he was the Chiefs kicker, Butker. He's praising Trump's pick. He's not the ambassador, but he's praising the pick for ambassador.
Oh, he's praising the pick. Okay, so that was my bad.
Is that what trying to let you find it on your own and figure it out? But yes, he is not the kicker. Is not the ambassador. He's
okay.
Able to kick.
I was wondering. That kind of threw me for a second. All right. And meanwhile, you expect Eric to correct me on that, but I guess we'll see. Stephen Miriam has previously worked at the Treasury Department. He'll be chair of the White House Council on American Advisors. Bo Hines
will be the executive director of the President's Council for Advisors on Digital, too. So we got a lot of great people. And if they're in for the right reasons, it's going to be great. And that's why I believe that you're going to hear from Trump. He's going to be very active. But I don't think he's going to need to speak as much as he used to. I think he's going to have all these people speaking out, like David Sachs, when it comes to Bitcoin, cyber, you know, cryptocurrency and AI. Instead of Trump having to speak out about it, the guardrails that are in, the new companies that are launching, the gains that China's making, I want to see David Sachs come out there and say, and who's David Sachs? David Sachs is one of the founders of PayPal. He started three separate billion-dollar companies, all in that realm. So the right people are running things. If they're there for the right reasons, this could be scary great. Donald Trump has gotten people's attention. Donald Trump improved with non-whites by 31% from 100 non-whites by 31% from 2016, and with white plus white 15 with white Americans. He improved with African Americans. He improved with Hispanics. He improved with young people. Democrats have ceded this all these areas. The president's going to use that momentum to probably find a way through in the Middle East. I think there's a great opportunity there. Get our economy on track without getting the getting inflation high. The question is, can you get the House to cooperate legislatively? That's going to be the tough part. I don't care who the speaker is, and I hope it remains Speaker Johnson. When we come back, I'll tell you why I believe he keeps it, and it's just practical. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from Utah who donated her kidney to a stranger makes today's Dean's List. Chrissy Miller is a mom of four from Provo. She was hiking through the mountains when she met Schiller Joseph from Florida visiting the area. The two started talking and wound up walking the trails as Chrissy learned that her new friend was in need of a kidney. Chrissy says in that moment, she decided she would give him hers. What began as a meeting of two strangers and striking up a conversation began a real connection. After their hike, Chrissy and Schiller kept in touch. Chrissy went ahead to get tested to see if she would be a match, and as luck would have it, she was. Chrissy sent Schiller a note after she found out to let him know she would officially be his kidney donor. They met again at Intermountain Health after the surgery, and doctors told them it was successful. Schiller says he will never be able to repay his friend that he met on the mountaintop and expressed so much love and gratitude. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. 84 women were found inside bars who were possible victims of human trafficking. On October 18th, authorities raided 9 bars in the Houston area suspected of human trafficking. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, or TABC, led the investigation. Chairman Kevin Lilly says the bars were houses of horrors with secret rooms inside that have concrete doors and soiled mattresses. He pointed the fingers at the open border and the cartels. We've seen that ourselves in a recent ride along the border near El Paso. So every illegal migrant we encountered said they had to pay thousands of dollars to the cartel in order to get across. Many end up in debt to the cartels and then caught up in a cycle of trafficking. Authorities say trafficking has become the second most profitable criminal enterprise after drugs. The harsh reality, as the TABC chairman put it, drugs can be replaced while human beings, he says, are reusable.
What we have created, ladies and gentlemen, is not the American dream. But for these people, it's the American nightmare.
I'm Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I am not a Democrat in the form of what the Democratic Party has turned itself into, the national brand. Absolutely not. The brand got so bad. Mm-hmm. The D brand has been so maligned from the standpoint of it's toxic. They have basically expanded upon thinking, well, we wanted to protect you there, but we're going to tell you how you should live your life. From that far on.
And that is Joe Manchin, exit interview, flipped to an independent after it was all said and done, and Jim Justice already won that seat. But he never lost, by the way. I don't think he's ever lost an election. So Senator Joe Manchin gets out, and the thing is, I'll miss him because he would be the voice of reason or someone that could be won over if a program was, for example, for oil and gas and drilling or nuclear energy. He much more practical. He wasn't anti-coal with respect because he knows coal is being burned everywhere. It's in America. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal as well, and China was buying it. So he'd bring things. He was a practical Democrat. That is gone. They're about DEI. They're about green energy. They're about political correctness. And I don't know. They're about anti-Americanism. They're not a pro-American group. They have to change their image or actually change their beliefs. Listen to this Linda Lai. Now, she is a DNC National Finance Committee, and she's extremely upset by the wasted money with the Harris campaign after Trump ran. She came out and was on Fox News Sunday and on this channel and just ripping her party. And listen to how they came back at her. Cut 19.
Honestly, I can't believe I'm sharing this. But the day before my Fox News Sunday interview, somebody from the White House called me. So the White House found out that I was speaking to Shannon Bream. And they called me the night before and said, you're one of the president's most loyal supporters. We know you're going to stay loyal. And as someone who's watched The Sopranos and is a huge Godfather fan, I mean, it just sounds like something. It just sounded like mob speak almost. Like, you know, it's a nice position you have there. It'd be a shame if you lost it, kind of. It was the friendliest threat possible.
I mean, that's what they did. That's what they did to national media that wanted to write about President failing, that you're wrong and you're bitter and we're going to take retribution on you. And that they did that. They intimidated. Chris Kalisa said as much when he was with CNN, and I don't know what he's doing now, successful podcaster on the left, for the most part. He said, I really regret not being more candid and giving in to the intimidation that the White House handed out. And guess what? They were run for 4 years, were run by unelected staff of the White House. People say Barack Obama, I have no proof of that. I don't know why he stays in Washington. Who wants to live there in that area? You didn't grow up there. Why wouldn't you go to other places where you can enjoy your life unless you want your hands on and around the levers of power? So this is huge. What is their identity? You tell me. I mean, is it John Fetterman? Is it Joe Manchin? Is it Joe Biden? Kamala Harris? Really? Kamala Harris? And then you're weak on the border. That is really more than anything else why you lost. And then watching Mayorkas yesterday, and I'll play this a little with Jason Chaffetz. Mayorkas says the executive border action that he took was really what slowed everything down at the border to the point where they're right at the levels when they took over during the pandemic. There is so much qualification to that. There's so much further definition needed for that. Tom Homan coming on this morning with me helps me with this, to have one expert answer another expert. But Mayorkas allowed that border to break. He allowed people to flood in. And then when he was asked, he says the border is secure. A lie. Didn't build the wall. Says we didn't need it. Border, the walls don't work. A lie. Now he says the numbers are down. It is a lie because the numbers are down at the border, but not illegals being into this country because of this app where you get on and log on and say you're want a refugee status. You get flown in, if you provide the money, into the city of your choice. So you say, well, they didn't cross the border. Man, they flew over the border. That's what happened. Jason Chaffetz next. We have so much to talk about. So glad you're here. Then your calls and emails, 1-866-408-7669.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best price. prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We then turned to Congress and we asked for supplemental funding that was desperately needed to make our administration of a broken immigration system work much better.
Mm-hmm.
We were denied. We then turned to the bipartisan negotiations, which proved successful, which were then killed. The result of it, a really terrific solution, was killed by irresponsible politics.
Alejandro Mayorkas, one of the biggest failures as a cabinet secretary in American history. Not that the president would know, because he was only met with him 9 times. He probably needed a photo of him to pick him out. But man, was he horrific. He went on, cut 24.
Looking back now in hindsight, 2020, if we had known that irresponsible politics would have killed what was clearly a meritorious effort,
mm-hmm,
and a meritorious result, perhaps we would have taken executive action more rapidly.
So he is blaming the lack of congressional action for the lack of action he was able to do at the border, as if Congress were the ones who had to close the border. No, yeah, comprehensive immigration reform done the right way, of course, is the goal. But it didn't stop him from doing his job and enforcing the laws on the books. Jason Chaffetz knows all about it, Fox News contributor, former Oversight Committee chairman. Jason, your reaction to the excuses?
Oh, he's so full of crap. I got to tell you, look, I was on Judiciary, I was on the Immigration Subcommittee. There is nobody who has done his job worse than Alejandro Mayorkas. He did not follow the law. He did not enforce the current law. I thought he should have been impeached. For him to blame Congress and, oh, there wasn't this action, is just a total I mean, it's so infuriating because they literally opened the borders, created the rewards and incentives. People were brought in here. They flew them in by the tens of thousands. Mm-hmm. They moved them around the country. They went before the American people and said, hey, the border isn't a problem. It's safe, secure. We have operational control. That was a lie.
Why did Margaret Brennan not say that yesterday? Why not just come out and just say, but you told us for 2.5 years the border was secure.
Yeah, they said they didn't need anything. And remember, Democrats had the House, the Senate, and the presidency the first 2 years of the Biden administration. So don't be blaming Republicans when all of a sudden you now have almost a murder, it seems like, every day of somebody who's here illegally killing somebody else.
You listen to this on Kids, Cut 27.
The incoming border czar, Tom Homan, says these children are being exploited and trafficked. Is that true?
Well, Margaret, we certainly have received reports of children being trafficked, even those as to whom we know where they are. That is outside the responsibility of the Department of Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. What we do is we turn children over within 72 hours, as the law requires, to the Department of Health and Human Services, and then HHS places those children. Of course, we investigate cases of trafficking. But there are children who are reunited with a parent here in the United States or a legal guardian, and they move. And sometimes the government loses track. Individuals do not comply with the reporting obligations or otherwise. I think it is inaccurate to say that all of them are trafficked or victimized.
He is trying to use the legalese to parse his way through it. That is far short of the full set of facts on how this works. They literally are hundreds of thousands of kids that have come here illegally and now have been put into places in homes. We don't know who these people are. We don't know where they are. Tom Homan has highlighted this time and time again. These poor kids, we have no idea what is happening to them. And don't blame it on Health and Human Services. He is part of the chain of custody here.
Absolutely.
That perpetuated this problem, created this incentives, and who knows where all these kids are.
So Jason, you remember they talked about the child separation policies of Donald Trump that lasted maybe 2 weeks, and they said, well, it's, you know, politically this is a problem, but they're trying to use it as a deterrent. That was her premise of the question. Have you ever found out, why is it so hard to find the parents of the kids that Donald Trump separated? You really think that's the story 4 years later? That brief period of time, as opposed to what we're witnessing, 300,000 we can't track?
I mean, just late last week we saw this story. I think the kid's age was like 5 or so. Really couldn't even speak English. Had a note in his pocket saying, yeah, "Hey, send me here to somewhere." And I mean, these are sad, horrific stories. But the Biden administration's policies have exacerbated this,
and it's part of the reason why they lost. And their party is rudderless. You have the senator from Arizona now, who wants to come out and say we're working on a bipartisan solution with Republicans. Where's he been?
Shut up about that stuff. You know, look, how about all these sanctuary cities, states out there that won't cooperate with ICE? You have people that are committing crimes, that are alleged to have committed crimes. Why not cooperate with ICE and communicate with them so they can actually do their job and get these people deported?
So here's what Tom Homan said when I played that for him, cut 25.
It's nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. Border numbers aren't down. They're just putting them through the CBP One app and the CHNV app. You add those programs together, what Borcho's catching in the gotaways, we're still at historic numbers. They were bragging the other day that ICE has over 247,000 removals, the most in a decade. No, they don't. If you look at the data, 80% of them were Border Patrol apprehensions that ICE just simply put across the border. ICE interior enforcement numbers are historic lows. And as far as the children, another lie. Under his guidance, under his leadership, first of all, it's his policies that caused over 500,000 of children being smuggled in this country, trafficking this country, and they lost track with 340,000 of them. His lips are moving, he's lying, and he needs to be held accountable.
He does. I don't know how they're going to do that, but
there are 1.4 million people here illegally that were ordered by a federal judge to leave the country and didn't. 1.4 million.
I know.
Anyway, you come in here illegally, then you ignore a federal judge. That's the way you're going to operate in this country. And then we're surprised if they commit other crimes. Are you kidding me?
I watched you last night. You know this story. New York Post reporting on the cover, this Guatemalan who has had at least one previous arrest in Arizona, looks, he's on a subway, 7:30 in the morning, sees a woman sleeping and lights her on fire. She burns alive and he sits down and watches the whole thing. Yeah. Big pictures of her, of him. And they were able to track him down through high school age kids. Said, this is the guy, helped the cops get him. This woman died horrifically in a horrible, painful death. They arrest this guy. He doesn't belong here. Another horrific crime. The governor puts out a statement saying that how safe the subway is now that we have National Guards people on there and we have more cameras. I mean, can you be that much of a knucklehead?
She defies all explanations. Hours after this happens, she comes out and tells us how safe the subways are. I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning, and I thought one of the good points that come out of this is, why is he even down on the subway anyway? Do we think he actually bought a ticket and was sitting down there? No, this is, again, it's just day after day after day, people don't feel safe because they're not safe. We've got hundreds of thousands of unaccompanied minors. We don't know where they are. You've got people that are raped coming across the border and trafficked. We have a major, major problem. And what did the Democrats say? Well, it was the Republican. We have to pass a piece of legislation to do our jobs. That is not right. It's one of the key reasons why Donald Trump is going to be the president.
No question. So it happened early Sunday morning. This guy is from Guatemala. And here's the exact quote that Kathy Hochul puts out. In March, I took action to make our subway safer for millions of people who take the trains each day. Since deploying the National Guard to support New York NYPD and the MTA, safety records and adding cameras to the subway cars, crime is down and ridership is going up. Excuse me, did you even mention the guy on fire? The guy that put this woman on fire? Did you mention the horrific crime and then say something that stupid? So this, to me, was maybe a time statement, but there's nobody that pulled it back and said, excuse me, we did not know of the incident. Then you say, well, that's bad staffing. But she still hasn't pulled it back yet.
Well, I have something in common with the governor, and that is I don't ride the subway. And she's not riding it either. She obviously does no idea how bad, how unsafe it is. And I don't understand how she's even, I mean, they should have picked Lee Zeldin, for goodness sake. This would not be an issue with Lee Zeldin.
I know. We'll see what's next. This guy, Richie Torres, sees an historic opportunity. He's a congressman from Queens. He says, I don't know if I want to be mayor or governor, but both should be open. He sounds like a Republican. And that's, even though he's not, do you know him?
I don't know
if you served at the same time.
No, I don't know him.
He's been all over this, and you know, with Adams's problems,
right?
And then Governor Hochul just being she never should be governor. She was put in there to seal up Buffalo for Cuomo.
That's right.
Cuomo never even knew her. Not that Cuomo would know talent if he saw it, but she wasn't even established. Now she has this job. Just awful.
She's in so over her head.
Listen, I'm going to take a timeout. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Jason Chaffetz a little bit more about what's going on here, as well as the president's speech yesterday. That was brilliant.
It was great.
And you know what I like? New stuff. Policies no one's thinking of. Okay, good idea. Space Force. Where did that come from? Great idea now, right?
Right.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local Walmart, HEB, and other fine stores.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Ms. Boone, court sentences you to life.
That from an Orlando courtroom Monday after Sarah Boone was convicted last month for the 2020 killing of her boyfriend, George Torres. Boone made headlines when Torres died of suffocation after she zipped him into a suitcase, leaving him to die during a drunken game of hide and seek. Boone originally claimed that she fell asleep, thinking Torres could get out on his own, and only when she woke up did she go looking for him and found him dead. However, authorities found cell phone videos showing Torres yelling from inside the suitcase that he couldn't breathe and calling out her name for help. During sentencing, Boone argued that she was a victim of domestic violence at Torres' hands and fell in love with a monster, but did apologize.
Forgive me, George. Forgive me, Torres family. Forgive me, Judge Kranick. To the entire planet, please forgive me.
There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Turns out you can get a lot more than just a good read at your local library. A growing number of these public facilities are extending their services to provide care for their communities, many offering wellness programs. Those include mobile clinics, free mental health workshops, workout classes, food pantries, and more. It can be especially helpful for more rural areas with a lack of these resources, which can force some residents to drive miles for certain care. Some libraries are even partnering with other agencies to extend their services. Advocates say libraries are the perfect centers to help bridge gaps in healthcare, citing how they can reach diverse groups and don't require insurance or ID for folks to benefit from these amenities. Many libraries have partnered with the American Heart Association's Libraries with Heart program, which provides self-monitored blood pressure kits. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Has anyone ever heard of the Panama Canal? Because we're being ripped off at the Panama Canal like we're being ripped off everywhere else. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America in full, quickly and without question. I'm not going to stand for it.
So this is part of the speech where I thought, I'm paying attention, whether it's the Iron Dome for the country, which Rumsfeld wanted. They said the technology wasn't there. And now look at South Korea. Look at what's happening with what Israel is able to do. Much smaller countries, obviously. All right, that's forward thinking. And then he says the Panama Canal. Jason Chaffetz is here. In the last 12 months through September, the canal's revenue rose 15% to nearly $5 billion, even though the tonnage shipped through the canal fell 1.5%. So they say that water is down, low water levels have forced officials to slash the number of ships that are allowed through the canal, disrupting global supply chains and pushing up the costs. Trump's not buying that. Are you, Jason?
I'm not buying it. Look, what I is just in awe of President Trump is his mastery of such a wide array of issues. Who would have brought this up? I mean, the guy hasn't even been sworn in and he's starting to, and what he's doing is he's a master negotiator, right? He's negotiating, by taking a tough stance against Panama. I read in some of the research here that Panama is charging anywhere between 50 cents and $300,000 per ship that's moving through this canal. We move probably the majority, if not the plurality, of goods through that Panama Canal, including so much of our troops and our military uses this. I can't even imagine how big the number is for the United States. And let me also say, Brian, the brilliance of Donald Trump putting in the Space Force, thank goodness he had, because I can tell you, having seen some of this back when I was in Congress, there is essentially a war going on in space as we speak. Donald Trump understood this. He took the political capital to put it into place. And there is a fight that is going on right now in space, and we're winning it.
Absolutely. As president, the Panama president said this. As president, I want to express clearly that every square meter of the Panama Canal and its adjacent zone belong to Panama and will continue to do so. The sovereignty and independence of our country are not negotiable. The canal is not under direct or indirect control, neither by China, nor by the European community, nor by the United States, nor by any power. As a Panamanian, I strongly reject any manifestation that distorts this reality. Panama respects the other nations and demands respect. And then Trump says it was given to Panama and the people of Panama, but it has provisions. You've got to treat us fairly, and they haven't treated us fairly.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump's pretty straight up about that. And now what he's done is he focused all the attention. We're going to go in and dive in there because their allegations are that the Chinese are very close to manipulating that. And if you're the Chinese, you probably would be doing that. So, again, applause to Trump for being on top of it. And among all the other things out there, I just in awe that he does this.
So Ken Howery is part of the PayPal mafia, and he is going to be the ambassador to Denmark. Why does the ambassador to Denmark matter?
Well, it matters because of the polar. You know, our globe is a globe, and if you look north, and if you look to Greenland and Iceland and all of that and what the Russians are doing up top, I'm telling you, it is a big, big issue.
So we want Greenland. And there's only 50,000 people on Greenland right now. And there's only certain areas that are inhabitable. But we could use it as a military base. Why, you know, why should Denmark have Greenland? I mean, come on. What was it, 1780? So we should just take it, shouldn't we?
I don't know if I'd advocate to go so far as to just take it. But boy, we could buy it. We could certainly take it over if we wanted to. But again, you've got to think of the long-term interest in the United States of America. Would it be better? Would the world be safer with it? Yes. But we got to be, you know, how we acquire it, now that's up for discussion.
All right, so let's talk about this. Miranda Devine writes about the story in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times last week that Joe Biden has not been present. Mentally, he can't do it. Bad day, she's invisible. Right. Never meets with his cabinet. Doesn't set policy. It's basically run by staffers. So she writes, Biden held just 9 cabinet meetings compared to Trump's 25. The Wall Street Journal says the White House aides secretly reschedule national security briefings. Secretary Defense Austin, and in the past 2 years, we have 2 wars, and he has not met with the president about Afghanistan. He stopped trying. This guy, this is the biggest scandal in our lifetime. And do you believe it's going to get bigger?
I do. I think more will be exposed the moment Biden leaves. I think it's going to be a story about 4 years of cognitive decline and problems. And it begs the question, who was actually running things? Who was signing things? Who are making the statements? I mean, we could see it before our own eyes, but to suggest that this is going on for 4 years, I think it's even worse behind the scenes. And shame on the people who saw this day in and day out. Jill Biden, the family, the cabinet.
Chris Coons, who's lying about it now.
Yeah. Oh, I've only saw him at the debate. That's when I realized there might have been a problem.
I didn't hang out with him.
Yeah.
So NSC officials are disputing the Daily Mail story that Biden kept the grieving relatives of the Marines killed in Afghanistan waiting for 3 hours while he took a nap. However, no one's budging from the story. This is what they are coming out to say. According to the sister of Riley McCollum, one of the men who died, Biden made us wait for 3 hours to receive the bodies of our dead family members because he couldn't pull it together. Christy Shamblin, the mother-in-law of Marine Sergeant Nicole Gee, who died, and Darren Hoover, the father of Taylor Hoover, who were killed in Cabo Blast, told the Daily Mail that their families were also left waiting on the tarmac. We sat in that office for what seemed like an eternity waiting for the doddering old fool, Hoover said. Obviously, he's angry. president went on to check his watch during the handover, the dignified transfer.
I mean, we got upset when Bill Clinton got a haircut at LAX and people had to wait. This was 3 hours for people who lost their loved ones.
So he could nap on Air Force One?
Who naps for 3 hours?
Guy can't do the job. He was unbelievable what's taking place. And everyone who covered from the vice president on down should be done. Jason Chaffetz, see you on Outnumbered.
Thank you.
Are you going to play the man in the middle?
I'm going to try.
You can. I believe in you. Don't move.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. At least two people were killed, six more injured, and several tornadoes touched down in Texas and Mississippi Saturday, damaging homes and flipping vehicles.
In Texas, one person died in an area south of Houston, while four people suffered injuries that weren't considered critical, according to authorities. There were multiple touchdown points, with officials identifying at least 10 damaged homes as they still conduct their assessment. In Mississippi, authorities report one person died in Adams County. Two people were injured in Franklin County. The National Weather Service says two tornadoes touched ground, ripping roofs from several buildings. George Williams reporting.
Also at townhall.com, a passenger plane bursting into flames after it skids off a runway in South Korean airport when its front landing gear apparently failed to deploy, killing at least 85 people in one of the country's worst aviation disasters. The National Fire Agency says rescuers raced to pull people from the Jeju Air passenger plane carrying 181 people at the airport in the town of Muan. Concerns still raised about the 11th-hour budget bill President Biden signed into law a week ago. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden says the original measure was downsized from more than 1,400 pages to a 118-page package.
What was left was the bare-bones things that need to make sure that our government still functions, so our Border Patrol agents get paid, our military gets paid, our Capitol Police get paid. All of the social services remain intact. Our farmers, for me most importantly, we have a Farm Bill extension.
$10 billion earmarked for farmers who've been struggling with high interest rates and catastrophic weather in some areas. Three firefighters, a dozen passengers injured in Florida after a fire truck drove around the crossing arms into the path of a high-speed passenger train after waiting for a freight train to pass. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Ukraine's leader urges a resolution of an ongoing gas transit dispute with Slovakia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged his government to work with European countries to maintain the stability of the continent's energy system amid an ongoing dispute with Slovakia over gas transit through Ukraine. Slovakia on Friday said they would consider halting back electricity supply to Ukraine if Kyiv stops gas flow to Slovakia through its territory. In his daily address, Zelensky said that Ukraine's imports of electricity through Slovakia account for 19% of the total it buys in.
That's correspondent Duan Kim. The Wednesday crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan has killed 38 of 67 people on board. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from the Azerbaijani capital Baku and the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted. More online at townhall.com. The most popular nasal decongestant on pharmacy shelves may not be there much longer.
The Food and Drug Administration recently announced plans to phase out phenylephrine, the key ingredient in some cold and allergy pills. It's a win for skeptical researchers who have long questioned the drug's effectiveness. For consumers, it will likely mean switching to alternatives, including nasal sprays or older oral decongestants that were moved behind the pharmacy counter almost two decades ago. John Scott reporting.
The latest government data shows that cases of a fast-spreading stomach bug are surging in parts of the country. The most recent numbers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show there were 91 outbreaks of norovirus reported during the week of December 5th. Data from recent years show a maximum of 65 outbreaks reported during the same week in December, infections characterized by sudden vomiting and diarrhea. You'll find more news and analysis online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America, it's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. We're here at 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. So much going on. Great holiday season. I imagine for retailers, I like to see the numbers, but just ugly. Another subway crime that goes beyond comprehension. You have an illegal immigrant just light somebody on fire who is napping on the subway. That's what we wake up to on Sunday, 3 days before Christmas, and now we're on the Christmas Eve Eve. This hour, we're going to have editor of NASA Watch, Keith Cowing, will be here. We'll talk about what's going to happen as we try to get these Boeing astronauts out of space, and we try to see what SpaceX can do from here. Also, Michael Goodwin standing by, and we'll do a simulcast with Stuart Varney. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We then turned to the bipartisan negotiations. The result of it, a really terrific solution, was killed by irresponsible politics.
This is nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. When his lips are moving, he's lying, and he needs to be held accountable.
That is Mayorkas and Tom Homan. Obviously, I side with Homan because he's in reality. Illegal immigration. We have the right man in charge right now, and the guy he's about to replace is oblivious to the error of his ways and another legal immigrant caught doing something horrific.
Number two.
It's important for us to stay calm. House Republicans will be at 220. We'll be at 215. That's the narrowest majority of any party since 1931.
Dems in distress. As some show respect, some urge resistance. We'll look at their status weeks from a new president.
Number one.
If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation. I'm not ever going to be where I want a president to fail. Country first. I know that's become maybe like a cliche, but it happens to be true.
And it is true. Thanks so much, Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Trump, confident, direct, impressive in his first major policy speech since winning. We look at his agenda, known, and the new stuff that we got yesterday. Nothing short of transformational in many ways. Michael Goodwin joins us now. Michael, I love the topic. You're talking about Hyde and Biden and what the mental decline is, and the biggest story to yet to be written is that maybe he's made almost no decisions over the last 4 years. But I got to ask you about what John Fetterman just said. That's heartening to hear, and I know he believes it.
No, good morning, Brian. Look, I agree. I mean, Fetterman is a breath of fresh air. Unfortunately, he's so rare in the Democratic Party. I mean, what you have, for example, just before that, you played the Hakeem Jeffries statement, 220 to 215. The implicit thing he's saying there is, we will not give them a single vote on anything. They're going to have to unite the Republican caucus to get anything through the House. So they start out on that foot, which unfairly is happening in both parties now. There is a kind of hard line, particularly in the House. The Senate, it's more likely to have Republican senators wavering and voting with Democrats. But I think Republicans need to follow the Democratic rule if they're going to get anything done, which is that you stick together, because otherwise you are not going to get anything done in the House. And that's what the Democrats want. They want the Republican president and the Republican House, Republican Senate to fail. And that will happen if Republicans don't swallow some things they don't agree with, but go along with for the bigger picture. Now, there's a way to negotiate. There's a way to soften some of the things you don't agree with. But if you're just going to vote no because you don't get what you want, then you're going to have a stalemate, which will be to the benefit of Democrats and to the detriment of the country.
Here's more from Fetterman. Cut five.
I'm not rooting against him. If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation. And I'm not ever going to be where I want a president to fail. So country first. I know it's become maybe like a cliche, but it happens to be true.
So I have great hope for him. He's also said Elise Stefanik got his vote. He was impressed with Kash Patel, and he said, I didn't know his background, his immigrant background, and now I know. And Pete Hegseth, it was interesting talking to him, but what do I know in 30 minutes? I'll have to see more, but he's open to it. And everybody loves Rubio, so there's no doubt about it. So I want to talk to you about the most underreported story. I could not believe not one show took this on over the weekend. The story written in the Wall Street Journal that Joe Biden has been invisible for 4 years. Good days, bad days. Adam Smith couldn't reach him to warn him about what could go wrong with the Afghanistan withdrawal. I mean, you can't overstate how big a story this is.
Brian, that's why I wrote about it. It is earth-shattering what the Journal uncovered. And it's earth-shattering in part because nobody else did it. why did nobody else do this? And don't forget, the Journal did a story in June, before the debate, saying that people who had seen Biden came away thinking that he had really slipped. His cognitive capacity had slipped. And nobody followed that story up. Then comes the late June debate, and the whole country saw what was happening, how he couldn't string together a sentence, how he trailed off into incoherence, how he looked like a ghost. That's what the Journal was talking about in early June. Fast forward, so nothing else happens, right? The campaign, he's pulled from the campaign. Harris gets the nomination, but everything continues apace until the election is over, and now this story comes out from the Journal. There's absolutely no follow-up by any other media. As you say, it's not discussed on the Sunday shows. It's like it never happened. But the impact is extraordinary. We have a president who has been so incapacitated that his staff will not let him talk to his own cabinet in many cases. They don't do cabinet meetings. They can't talk to legislators. It's all through intermediaries. And this is the president. So the question then, of course, becomes even sharper. Who's making the decisions? Who's running the White House? Who decided to commute these murderer sentences? These capital cases. Who is
doing that? In case you don't know, people at home.
No curiosity from the media.
There were 37 prisoners on death row. 34 have had their sentences changed to life as Biden gets set to go visit the Pope. Who's been doing everything? Who came up with the 1,500 part commutations and the multiple pardons? Who's been doing anything when it comes to Israel policy?
I was just going to say foreign policy, domestic policy, right? This has been going on for all or almost all of the term. So it's clearly gotten worse. We've seen him get worse in public, but why we don't see him more often is because they are hiding him. They don't want the country to know. Now think of all the people, Brian, in the White House, in the government who know these things. What does Christopher Wray know? What does Merrick Garland know? What does Lloyd Austin know? Remember Lloyd Austin went to the hospital and Biden didn't even know about it? Nobody knew about it? I mean, that's the way they're operating, almost like in silos. That there is no real White House. There is no real commander-in-chief. And what about Kamala Harris? She was out there saying continually that he's fine, he's great, he runs circles around young people. It's all a lie. And so why hasn't the media covered it? And that, to me, is a kind of bigger but separate question.
How about
everybody is responsible for their own role in this, but the media, which is the role to inform the public, where's the New York Times? Where's the Washington Post? Where's McClatchy? Where are all the people who were so hot for Russia, Russia, Russia? Where are they about Joe Biden's unfitness?
How about it didn't even change over the weekend? It didn't even change on Friday. KJP meets with the press. Not one question about the Wall Street Journal story that shows the president's basically a corpse. Chris Kalliza feels bad about what he missed. He said this.
And I probably should have pushed harder on the Biden age stuff because in retrospect, it's clear that the people close to him knew that at best he had some good days and some bad days. And again, I don't put it just on myself or just on journalists, because I know journalists did ask, and I can tell you, I mean, I know from my experience, there was a shame factor that went into that.
He went on.
Journalists, and I put myself here, you've got to, we should have been pushier. I don't want to speak for everyone, I should have not let the shame campaign to make you feel bad for asking the question get to me. Because it's now clear from both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times piece that there was real deterioration and significant decline in Joe Biden, and that it was being managed by the people around him. They were insulating him. They were keeping sort of the world, the political world out, and keeping him sort of bunkered in.
They wouldn't put any bad articles in front of him or any bad polls in front of him either.
Yeah. It's extraordinary. You know, Brian, students of history will recall that there was essentially a blackout on photographs or any articles about FDR being on crutches and really not being able to use his legs. And there was a book written about it some years ago called The Splendid Deception. And it was that this was the times that the people did not want to see their president as physically crippled, although FDR was sharp as a tack mentally, but even the physical part of it was hidden from the public. And now here we have all these years later where the press would scoff at that, they wouldn't do that. They've done something far worse. They've covered up the fact that a president's mental faculties are shot and that he's not fit to be, this is not someone who can't just walk, this is someone who can't talk, who can't think, who can't reason, who can't remember. And the press did nothing about it. But I thought what Saliza said there was fascinating. I hadn't heard that part before about the shame factor. And that is the whole thing of a herd mentality, that if you're covering the White House, you don't want to get too far apart from your colleagues from other news outlets, because they'll treat you as though you've broken the code, you've broken the deal. And that's what it takes to be a really good journalist. You have to be willing to cause a stink. You have to be willing to be an outcast. Apparently nobody there was for almost 4 years until the Wall Street Journal did it.
So yesterday the president gave a real good speech, had Pete Ted Cruz and others, Tom Homan spoke, Rachel Marin, whose daughter was murdered, spoke and came up and talked about what Donald Trump looked at me, not like a president, but like a father and a grandfather. I mean, the humanization of Donald Trump is happening and no one can stop it. And here's something else I always like that Trump brings up, something I wasn't expecting. Cut two.
Has anyone ever heard of the Panama Canal? Because we're being ripped off at the Panama Canal like we're being ripped off everywhere else. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America in full, quickly, and without question. I'm not going to stand for it.
And what they've done is they jacked up their rates over the last year especially, sometimes much as 15%. Said, why are we paying these rates? And there's rumors that China's really running things. Your thoughts?
Well, what struck me at first, of course, you hear it, it's like, oh, it's a crazy idea. And then you hear the facts that it's about the charges that they're ripping America off. And it struck me that what he's doing is he's negotiating, right? He's negotiating the same way he's negotiating with tariffs on Canada and China and everywhere. This is how he negotiates. And it's if you don't give us at least something of what we want, we're going to go for the whole thing. And it works. It works because of the United States power and using United States power, even if it's just the power of jawboning, even if it's just the power of our huge economy. It works because we have been ripped off, and it's just like NATO, right? I don't think he ever really intended to drop out of NATO, but it was a threat, and it got their attention, and they paid more, and it's going to have to happen again. This is the way Donald Trump negotiates. He's a very effective negotiator. It doesn't mean you always – in fact, it's a defeat to a certain extent if you have to carry out the threat. What you really want is just a fair deal for the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Goodwin, thanks so much. Read his stuff in the New York Post. And we're not going to – the news is not stopping because the holidays are here. So we'll continue at it. Michael, thanks so much for everything this year, too.
My pleasure, Brian, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you. We come back to your calls, 1-866-408-7669. And then we talk to Keith Cowing, editor of NASA Watch, the president-elect Donald Trump's pick for NASA administrator. By the way, he's a tech billionaire, and you'll really like hearing from him.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore.
I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. He shot his son and waited 17 hours to call police. Michael C. Howard is an attorney in Houston, Texas, and says he shot his adult son who has Down syndrome after mistaking him for an intruder. The local sheriff says the 68-year-old didn't call the sheriff's office till about 17 hours later after he had used a tractor backhoe to take his son's body 2 miles away to a remote area on his property, placed the body in a wood trash pile, and cremated him. Howard told investigators that the whole thing was a horrible accident and that he cremated his son, quote, in accordance with what his son would have wanted. 2 days before the shooting, authorities responded to a call Howard made in which he reported the theft of some property. Howard is being held in county jail on bonds totaling $20 million after being charged with murder and tampering with evidence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. President-elect Trump's nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to preside over Americans' health continues to raise questions about what he would focus on if confirmed. Kennedy believes that the American diet is rife with poisonous additives and chemicals that are making people sick and fat, and that we would do well to follow Europe's example. Take the Big Mac. You assume the health values would be the same everywhere, right? No. The U.S. Big Mac has nearly 100 more calories than the U.K. version, 42% more fat, more carbs, but about half the sodium. A can of baked beans sold in the U.K. has 30% fewer calories than its American rival and a quarter of the fat. It also has significantly less carbs. Not every product tells the same story, though. For example, the U.K.'s Skippy peanut butter has more calories and sugar than the U.S. version. The U.S. allows some 10,000 additives overall, compared to just 300 by the European Union. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Ima speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, language and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I am not a Democrat in the form of what the Democratic Party has turned itself into, the national brand. Absolutely not. The brand got so bad. Mm-hmm. The D brand has been so maligned from the standpoint of it's toxic. They have basically expanded upon thinking, well, we wanted to protect you there, but we're going to tell you how you should live your life from that far on.
So that's what he feels, and that's why he's getting out. And I went to the Army-Navy game 2 weeks ago or last weekend, and Joe Manchin was in the box. He said, you know, I wasn't invited, but I knew I was there, and they invited me in, so I said hello to everybody. I'm sure he talked to Trump, who was there. Tulsi Gabbard was there. Pete Hegseth was there. Congressman Mooser of Pennsylvania was there. Of course, Urban Meyer, Mark Levin. And he was one of the people there. So I just think that he's very, he's a young 74. So this guy's in fantastic shape. And I think that if he could play a role, I think he should. I think the president should find something for him. Hank writes me and says this: I'm listening to your radio show. After everything that's come out this week, there should be a freeze on any executive action that Biden proposes, right? He is waiving more student debt, selling the wall, the pardons, the list goes on. Is there any legal action you could take? I don't think there's any legal action unless you can find a way to prove that he's not there. This is right now reporting, and sadly, most of the stuff that we see is hearsay. Which brings it to another email. It says that Barack Obama, every former president leaves. LBJ went to Texas. So did George W. Bush. H.W. Bush went to Texas, too. Then you have Bill Clinton went back to Arkansas and then New York. Why does Barack Obama stay in Washington? Why is he still there? In the beginning, they said, well, he wants his kids to finish school. Well, they're done. I don't know why anyone would choose to continue to live there, especially because his wife, Michelle Obama, doesn't like it. She doesn't like politics. So why are you there? Big question. And as long as you have a president functioning as inefficiently as this president, it's always going to be a question.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California.
This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
But we're going to go to the moon, and that means we're going to need guardians that are there looking out for us. And the same when we're, you know, 6-9 months away out on Mars, and then progress on from beyond that. So I think it's inevitable that this is, you know, the trajectory that humankind is going to follow. America is going to lead it, and we're going to need guardians there on the high ground looking out for us.
And that is President-elect Donald Trump's pick for NASA Administrator, and that is tech billionaire Jared Isaacman. Joining us now is Keith Cowing, editor of NASA Watch. Keith, great to see you. Thanks for joining us on Skype.
Yep, happy to be here.
Hey, Keith, do you like this election?
Jared Isaacman, yes, I do. Full stop. He's been there, done that. He's done everything. He's paid for rockets. He knows what they cost, so...
So you feel like he could be a bridge between what NASA needs and what the private sector needs, whether it's Blue Origin or SpaceX?
I do, and I think what you're seeing here with the Trump folks, and I'm saying this as a Democrat, Democrats never really get NASA and space. They try to, but they don't. It always seems to be the Republican administrations that come up with the best leaders and so forth. The last one we had was Jim Bridenstine, and I think other than the guy who's there now, who's part of the problem we have with NASA, that I think there'll be a baton passed over him to Isaacman, and I really think he'll hit the ground running.
All right. First, though, can I ask you what happened with Boeing? You know, Boeing goes up there. They're unsure about their rockets. The rocket comes down. It ends up being okay. But their astronauts are going to be up there for another few months?
Yeah. The whole idea here was actually kind of interesting. Back when we lost Columbia, the folks said, well, how are we going to – we don't really want to depend on the Russians to get to our big space station. So they said, well, go out to the commercial sector. And they ended up picking two companies, SpaceX and Boeing. They gave them a few billion bucks. SpaceX hit the ground running. They came up with a spacecraft that could deliver groceries or people or both. No problems other than a small few things that they did. Nobody got hurt. No risks. Boeing took longer, got more money. They were, you know, leading in the we've built these things before sort of mantra when, okay, well, it's been 50 years and all those guys are dead. And when they did launch it the first time, it didn't know what time it was. And then it went up the second time and it had problems maneuvering itself. And when they threw it the third time, you'd think they'd have these problems solved, but they don't. And it seems to be every time they have a problem, they find new problems and they come back. So the logic was to have a backup in case one didn't work. Well, the logic to that was useful because we still have SpaceX if Boeing goes away. And there are other companies that are lining up to possibly take their space. But as far as the guys who are up there, I know one of them, Sonny Williams, and they're troopers. And, you know, if you said, hey, you got to spend another couple weeks in outer space, to be, yeah, outer space. So I don't think there's a problem there, but I think they do want to get home because they got a lot of Christmas presents. They're going to be waiting to be opened.
Female is losing a lot of weight, the female astronaut. Is that a concern? And why do you think that's happening?
I don't think she's I've known her for 25 years. That's Sunny. Maybe she wanted to darken the hair a bit, but I don't think that's a story that somebody looked at one picture and just said, well, whatever. No, she's fine. Trust me. She's fine.
All right. So what should be the objective? Like, where does NASA come in and where does SpaceX come in? Like, what is I know you guys working together. One couldn't do one without the other. But could you tell me what will be the perfect breakdown between the private and NASA?
Well, right now, everybody has asked that question, which is the best question, and we always try and give an answer. And that is that you let NASA go do the groundbreaking exploring stuff and figure out how to do it for the first time. And then once they got that, hand it off to the private sector, which is kind of what they did. You see this giant SpaceX rocket and Blue Origin's New Glenn, the big rockets. The basics of that came from NASA. The trick is they can use the private sector, consumer-oriented product improvement. I don't care if it blows up because I got more of them sort of thing. And they improve very quickly, whereas with NASA, they have a rocket that Bill Nelson and others from the Senate mandated use old 70s, you know, rocket parts in the shuttle. And it's just over budget and so forth. So it's a clear demonstration of when the government oversteps and overspecifies something. Mm-hmm. When they can just say, I want to order a bunch of these, you guys figure out how to do it. And that's, we have evidence thereof. In every 3 or 4 weeks, Elon launches another big corn silo into space.
So here's Jared Isaacman on what his objective is if he gets this job, and I'm sure he's going to get it. Cut 39.
I love all about commercial space industry right now. Just to point out, they are all generally doing the same thing, which is putting a lot of their own dollars on the line because they believe in the future that it holds. There's so much uncertainty around it too, right? Like there will almost assuredly be some space economy that's up there, and then we're going to need a lot of people in this room to protect it when it fully develops. But yeah, I mean, Blue Origin's putting a ton of their own money on the line. Love everything that Rocket Lab did is like another small scrappy startup that's doing great things. And for sure, SpaceX and their approach of like fully reusable first and second stage, pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, so I think he seems to get it.
Yeah, he does. And the interesting thing is, you know, Elon Musk was sort of like Mercedes-Benz. They gave away the airbag patent, and he gave away a lot of electric car patent. And the idea is, all right, Elon, you got competitors. And he's sitting there saying, yeah, I got competitors because I helped create the industry. That spawns more competitors, which helps, get the demand going. And it's the classic rising tide lifts all boats. So companies will fail, others will merge, and others will succeed. And I'll be honest with you, that the company that's really going to change the exploration of space hasn't been built yet.
Really?
It's waiting. There's some kid in college is going to figure that out.
Right. But right now, why do you think it's taken so long to get to the moon where we did it in the late 60s?
You know what? I was bored yesterday on Twitter. I put something up where I had Wright Brothers, 1903, you know, Apollo 11, you know, 1969. I saw that. Not the first, the second. Then I put Apollo 11, 1969, and then a picture of the Apollo 11 landing site, 2024, just sitting there. And, you know, that was 20 years after World War II. I grew up then, and my dad would talk about World War II. We didn't know any better than to take a lot of risks and have a unified national commitment. But whereas now we're like, yeah, about everything, regardless of your party affiliation. And, you know, if you ask about China, I'm not here to defend them, but they have a plan. And they're following it, and they're meticulous about it, and they put the resources in there that needs to be done. Russia is collapsed because of a variety of things. And we're somewhere in between where we get that the private sector can go and do this stuff for us, but we don't fully commit to it. And it often gets flipped. Like during the Obama era, they were pushing for more commercial space, and the Republicans were pushing for the big SLS rocket. Well, Elon is launching these big rockets now because of the commercial stuff. And the SLS goes every couple of years and costs a fortune and, you know, all that. So it's a very strange dynamic that's going on. And I wish people would just pick one path and go with it.
Are we at war with China in space?
No. This is a multipolar world now. We're in conflict, competition, collaboration, and whatnot with everybody simultaneously. It's not, you know, us versus the Ruskies back in the day. And, you know, I think China is one step away from wanting to collaborate, and they wanted to join our space station. We said no, so they built their own. We, you know, I remember back in the 70s when we were going to fly an Apollo mission with the Russians. It was like, oh, no, they'll steal our secrets. Well, they didn't. And then when I was working on a space station, they say, oh, I'm going to bring the Russians. And, oh, no, they'll steal our secrets. Well, here we are. We are not getting along with Russia. In space, other than trivial little things, for a quarter of a century, that is a unified crew up there. So there's something about space, about the adventure, the collaboration, the more countries, the better, that sort of lets us keep the bad aspects of our nature kind of back on Earth. Maybe not forever, but it certainly is a dampening thing. And, you know, if there are Chinese astronauts on a space station with Americans and Russians, I don't think they're going to want to shoot at it. Do you?
True. I would say this, though. I hear that China might want to start claiming the moon as their own or portions of the moon, and there might be some metals up there that might benefit, and have you heard that?
That's what Bill Nelson says. And the funny thing is, if you look at the Chinese plan, they're not going to the South Pole of the moon early. They're going later. And when they do, we're talking about a piece of land that's the size of North America, all right? And if there are water deposits there, which is what they're after, they're in a vast area. And it's not like, what are they going to do when you land? Is this going to be like the TV show where they pull out the rifle? I mean, there's this sort of illogic to this. And I think a lot of it is just meant, if he didn't say that, maybe we might have one less issue with China. We didn't just say these goofy things about, you know, China taking over the South Pole of the moon. Well, we'll take over the North Pole. I mean,
You don't buy it. So Jared Isaacman came out and talked about the future of the Polaris program. Cut 42.
You know, the future of the Polaris program is a little bit a question mark at the moment. It may wind up on hold for a little bit. We'll have to see. But overall, I'm just like super passionate about, you know, humankind's future among the stars and what's approaching, because it's going to be a lot. It's going to arrive a lot quicker than probably many of us think.
What's the objective of the Polaris program?
Well, first of all, he's another rich guy who read too much science fiction and didn't know any better than to try and make it real. And he did. And he bought flights from Elon. He went and became a pilot and so forth. He's doing it because he can, and nobody can stop him. And I don't mean that in a
negative
bad way. It's just, you know, you've got a lot of Richard Branson and the balloon flying around the world. I mean, there's a lot of you say, hey, I can do this. And then, of course, you throw all the sponsorships. And he did something for St. Jude, which raised a pile of money. So, nice. You know, at the end of the day, you know, seriously. But,
Yeah, I have to hold you there. We're up against a break. Keith Carey, thanks so much. A good time to be in space. Don't move.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudienHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
In the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, which lead character says the line, "Say brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from?"
Never saw it.
George Bailey.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News correspondent and New York Times best-selling author. Join me for my brand new podcast, Searching for Heroes. Every Sunday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Varney and Company with Stuart Varney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm going to be with, going to go on Stuart Varney's show in just a matter of moments, and we'll talk about what's happening. By the way, I'm going to go over it shortly. I couldn't read it. I'm back from break. But the ethics report on Matt Gaetz is now out. And we'll see what it says. I mean, how bad can it be? We hear drugs and underage women. Does it get worse than that? I don't know. So we'll see where that stands and who's going to be involved and So we'll take a look at that ethics word. I'm going to be on the 5 today. We'll talk about it, I'm sure. And I'm also going to be...
Welcome back, everybody. The market's moving slightly.
I'm also going to be on Jesse Waters' show.
Well, let's listen. But guess what? It's right around 10:51 on the East Coast. That means that Brian Kilmeade joins us now. Great to have him along. Brian, we have to warn our viewers that this upcoming video is graphic. We're only going to show it once. It was a man who was arrested after allegedly setting fire to a sleeping subway passenger in New York City, killing the innocent woman. Now, multiple sources say he entered the country illegally in 2018 and was deported. He then snuck back into the U.S. and was living at a shelter in New York City. I mean, what's your reaction to that, Brian?
I mean, a couple of things. 7:30 in the morning, someone's fallen asleep. Mm. A young lady is fallen asleep on it. We don't know much about her. And they light her on fire, and she dies the most horrific death possible. I mean, you can't believe it. And he sits there and watches. Because the cameras were in the subway, you get a clear picture of his face. He's from Guatemala, crossed over, got in legal trouble in Arizona. I don't know to what scope yet. And then because his picture was out, three high school age guys were able to identify him, called 911, said, I think I saw this guy in the subway. They stop the subway. Cops get on. Mm-hmm. They corner him into one car and they pull him off and arrest him. Doesn't stop. Can't bring this woman back who people were able to hit with a fire extinguisher, but not in time. And this is the same time the governor comes out and does some highly edited video of how safe the subway is, which just shows you how screwed up New York is. I mean, hailing the safety of the subway after someone gets burned up alive for sleeping on it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to move on to this one, Brian. Listen to what Democrat Senator John Fetterman said about Donald Trump's political talent. Take a listen.
What was the single biggest factor behind Kamala Harris and Democrats losing in November?
You have a singular political talent. It's undeniable.
Trump.
You know, he had the energy and almost a sense of fearlessness to just say all those kinds of things. I'm not rooting against him. If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation.
You know what? AOC would never say something like that. It seems Fetterman has become somewhat the voice of reason for the Democrats. What say you?
Over and over again, when you think about being pro-Israel, he knows exactly where he stood. He doesn't care really what anybody else says about him in his party. He laughed at the protesters who were trying to harass him. And it really is on him. So he knows exactly what he thinks. And if you agree, if it's with the people of Pennsylvania now, he agrees he's going to go along with you. And it drives him crazy. He went on to say, I met with Cash Patel. It seemed like a good guy. He goes, I got a chance to hear about his parents. Their immigration story coming here. I met with Pete Hegseth for 30 minutes. I asked him what his objective was. I liked what I heard, but it was only 30 minutes. I want to hear more. And how could people criticize me for meeting and endorsing Elise Stefanik? She's extremely impressive. She has my vote. I wish more Democrats and Republicans were like that, because some people are afraid to say that. Senator Fetterman isn't. I think Trump should reach out to him and say, hey, you know what? Where can we work together? I got a few pieces of legislation coming up. Where can you help me? I want to get to 60 on some of these things. Do you know anybody else that would go along with some of the things that you believe that I believe? And Joe Manchin, somebody else, if the president's got slots open, Joe Manchin has been, for a Democrat, has been open to President Trump. And remember, if it wasn't for him, we'd have two more states. If it wasn't for him, we'd have a packed Supreme Court.
You know, the retiring Joe Manchin said that the Democrat Party is toxic right now, led by a minority progressive group. Is this party ever going to get back to what it used to be?
I don't know, because one of the questions was put to him was some people on the Democratic Party said if we were more in line with Congresswoman Jayapal and less with Joe Manchin, we would have been more successful. And he laughed. He said, you got to be kidding me. The squad, a member of the squad to win a general election? The squad can't even keep their squad together. They lost two different members this past year in a general election.
Exactly.
Who were primaried. So I think it's a joke.
Exactly. It is indeed. Brian, thank you very much. Brian Kilmeade, and Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Thank you, Ashley.
Always appreciate
it. Thanks for having me on. 1-866-408-7669. So I think a lot of people are saying to themselves, I don't know what Democrats stand for. sometimes when Republicans got to recalibrate after John McCain lost, after Mitt Romney lost, at least you know where you stood. You know, people said, I want to be more conservative than John McCain, maybe be a little bit more aggressive than Mitt Romney, but they knew where they stood. They formed the Tea Party. Then they would have the Make America Great Again movement. But for Democrats, just tell me where you stand. I don't know. They don't want to be Joe Manchin, and they don't want to be the squad. So what do you want to be? More like Republicans? I mean, isn't it interesting that Kamala Harris is a lefty that couldn't even get to a primary, ton of money, couldn't organize her staff. But then when it came to the general, she had to run from everything she stood for. Well, why is that? Is that some way Democrats are admitting at the higher up that if we tell people what we stand for, we'll never win? On the other hand, Donald Trump just is himself and it's up to Republicans to follow. And a lot of traditional conservatives like Mitch McConnell and Jeb Bush, Bret Stephens, New York Times columnist, David Brooks, New York Times columnist, they weren't buying onto it. George Will. Okay. But you knew where you stood. If you wanted conservatives, you got that. If you wanted moderates, I don't really know. There's not a lot of Republican moderates out there. But when you are Donald Trump, if you stay part of the Make America Great Again movement, you know exactly where you stood on everything. Then throw in a little Greenland acquisition. And then a little bit more when it came to the Panama Canal. Keep in mind, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Perfect gift for the Christmas, is tickets to my show February 15th in Jacksonville, Florida, Florida Theater. BrianKilmeade.com. History, Liberty, Laughs on stage, interacting with you. What could be better than that?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.